Prattville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Joplin on the Missouri Southern campus, northwest of Missouri Southern, just a few minutes away from tip-off time in the men's portion of their doubleheader. Hey, Gordon, when you look at this Missouri Southern team, they're 6-3 on the season, but still a team, I think, looking for an identity. Last several years, they've had the big man inside and Keen Toman to go along with some very tough play out on the guard position. They're still a team that forces a lot of turnovers and turns those into points, but that inside game right now just hasn't been there for the Lions.
Yeah, I think they've still got the leadership out on the perimeter and in their guard play, led by Mark B. Addison, but yeah, you're right. They don't have the same presence inside that they have had. Even if you look before Tome, they've had a pretty good presence. Really, it feels like maybe the last 5, 6, 7 seasons, but they don't have that as effectively as they have. But you got to always watch out for that guard play here in Joplin.
And hopefully the matchup inside will help Northwest a little bit of height advantage inside.
Yeah, absolutely. And a good rotation of three guys. Hopefully they're all feeling well. They've not been a little under the weather a bit, but hopefully they're all feeling well and ready to go.
Northwest and Missouri Southern, back to hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State graduate Larry Lee has returned to the Northwest campus as the Director of Business Development and Tenant Relations for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Lee originally came to Northwest as a non-traditional student and says Northwest professors helped make him feel comfortable as a non-traditional student.
A lot of experiential learning involved and just some great professors, both at the undergraduate level as I finished that up in 93 and then also with my MBA in 94.
Lee says his degree led to a job at Northwest following graduation.
I actually went to work for Northwest Missouri State University. With one of their outreach programs, the Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph. And I stayed there for a couple of years before leaving and going to UMKC. And I was with UMKC until February of this year, and I came back to Northwest, which was kind of a fun thing to do, come back to the old alma mater.
Lee says he's enjoyed being able to return to the Northwest campus and his new position.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is truly a jewel that Northwest has. It's a jewel that is not known far and wide in the region. So part of my job is to get that information out.
1994 graduate of Northwest Missouri State's MBA program, Larry Lee.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, seems like it's been a while, but time to get right back into the MIAA portion of the schedule now.
Yeah, you know, no better place to go than Joplin, a place that I think I've won one time in 10 years as a coach. But, you know, we want to take it and make the first time as a head coach. Be tonight the first time we win here as a head coach.
Now, it's been quite a while for Missouri Southern actually on the floor. They had an exhibition game against Living the Dream last Friday, but before that it was December 8th when they faced Sherman State. Northwest, on the other hand, has had a trip to Hawaii and then a non-conference win this past Saturday, Central Methodist. So you feel like maybe that will be a benefit to Northwest getting some games in between the last time teams played for MIAA action?
Yeah, I think it will be. I don't know when they played Truman, if that was probably before finals, I would assume, and so they were off for what, 3-4 weeks, and then obviously came back and played Living the Dream. So it's definitely an advantage throughout the season to stay in game rhythm and game shape, just catching balls and moving the basketball and things of that nature. And I think we've done a good job of that. It's a matter of if we can come out and play with energy on the road and handle their runs and adversity.
As you go into this, let's just talk about what the bulk of the MIAA schedule now. ahead of you. What are some of the areas you want to see this team improve on as you go into tonight's play?
Well, we got to keep the game in the half court. We're a grinded out half court team, half court defense, half court offense. We work on it all the time. We cannot get sped up and play the other team's game, and we're really placing an emphasis on that tonight. Go inside out, get the high percentage shots that we want, and then crash the offensive glass. You know, if it's a half-court game where the possessions are limited, those offensive rebounds that we're good at, they mean that much more. And, you know, that's something that we need to play towards is those strengths.
When you look at Missouri Southern, it looks like they're a team trying to get a little bit of an identity after losing some very key players to their program from last year.
Yeah, I think they've started to develop. They're playing really small, so they run a lot of pick-and-pop stuff and really try to drive you. And it'll be tough on our bigs to be able to defend that, but we've had that in every single game. We're always bigger than the other team. And so, you know, we'll see how it works. And if we need to play small, then we'll play small.
Seems like a key to Missouri Southern, as has been in the past. They force a lot of turnovers.
They do, and they especially do at home. I think they're averaging 8 steals a game this year. And they get after it. They gamble a ton. They switch all your screens guard to guard, and you have to be on point, and you have to slow the game down. You have to go inside, slow the game down. Don't get in a hurry, because if you get in a hurry, that's when they really fuels their fire.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Hey, Dad, can you come out and shoot some moose with me?
I can't right now, son. I'm busy.
You know, Dad, studies show that when a child reaches 12, he or she can be influenced by friends more than parents. I mean, my friend Billy, he's a pretty good kid most of the time. But do you really want him influencing me more than you do?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Billy, you know something? I'll go get the ball.
Yes.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Stop, call, before you dig, call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
Underground utilities exist everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call Missouri One Call 2 working days before you dig. 1-800-344-7483. Wait 2 working days. Respect the marks. Dig safely.
Stop, call, before you dig, call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
Call Missouri One Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I am here for you.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Get your tree started off to a healthy new year. Winter is the best time to prune trees. Proper pruning increases their health and beauty. It also makes trees safer by promoting a strong structure. This reduces the chance of damage during severe weather. To learn more about good pruning techniques, log on to MissouriConservation.org and search keyword pruning. If you hire a professional arborist, check their credentials and avoid any that top trees. A reminder from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at the Lincoln and Platt Center in Joplin now on the Missouri Southern campus, northwest end of Missouri Southern. The Lions under head coach Robert Korn in his 24th year as head coach of the Lions. He has a team that has a record of 6-3. They're 1-0 in the MIAA. Northwest 9-2 and 2-0. For Missouri Southern, their lineup will have a sophomore at one of the guard spots, R.J. Leverett, a 6-foot sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, and a Chantrian from Sheridan College, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also at guard will be Morgan Smith, a 5'11 sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 4 points and 3 boards a game. And a forward, Marcus Addison, a 6'4 junior out of Olathe, Kansas, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's 7th in the MIAA in scoring and 2nd in the MIAA in steals, averaging almost 3 steals per game. Also, Jordan Talbert, a 6'5 junior from Little Rock, Arkansas, with 13 points and 7 boards a game. He's tied for 6th in the MIAA in rebounding and is 2nd in the conference in offensive boards at just over 3 per game. So that's the way the lineup looks for Missouri Southern. For Northwest, Alex Sullivan in one of the guard spots, the 6-foot junior out of Painesville, Ohio, averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds a game. He leads the MIAA in threes made, averaging 3 three-pointers per game. Also, Matt Wallace at a guard spot, a 5'11 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's 2nd in the MIAA in assists per game with 6 per contest. Also, 3rd in the conference as well in minutes played, averaging over 32 minutes per game. D'Angelo Haley at a forward spot, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, at Kankakee Community College, averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. And inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Firth, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl back in the starting lineup after not starting in Saturday's game with Central Methodist. Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's 3rd in the MIAA in field goal percentage, averaging 58.1% on his field goal attempt. So that's the way the lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off. We're right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
3 Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football players have been named to the Daktronics All-America squad. Senior safety Nate DeYoung was named to the first team. Senior linebacker Colin DeBizer and junior defensive back Brandon Dixon were placed on the second team. DeYoung led the Bearcats with 7 interceptions. DeBizer was the second leading tackler for Northwest with 74 and had a team-high 9 tackles for a loss. He also added 4 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown. Dixon was 2nd for the Bearcats with 5 interceptions, including returning 1 for a touchdown.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri. Along with Mac Warder, I'm John Coffey. The national anthem performed by a singing group from a nearby Carl Junction High School. And Matt, as we look behind us, we've got a pretty good crowd that's come in to watch this matchup tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always kind of wonder, because Thursday is potentially an off night. I mean, usually MIAA games are played on Wednesdays. But tell you what, they have shown out in droves here tonight for what should be a pretty good matchup.
Northwest of Missouri Southern. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mac Warder, a little bit of a change in the starting lineup than what was given originally. Bryson Williams now moving into the starting lineup for Northwest, the 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Guy's gotten a lot of playing time this season, but getting a chance to start in tonight's game.
Yeah, he's a guy that you know you're going to see in the ball game quite a bit, whether he starts or not. And he's also one of those guys that it just seems like plays well, whether he's in a starting role or a six-man role. He just wants to be on the basketball floor. So not all guys play as well as a starter as they maybe do coming off the bench or vice versa, but he seems to play fairly well both either way.
Starting in place of D'Angelo Haley. Haley's been a guy that, just like you talked about, he's done well coming off the bench and also performed well as a starter, so it shouldn't really matter too much as far as the type of performance you're going to get out of those two guys.
You know, and sometimes what happens is if you get a feel that one of the two might match up better against one of the starters for Missouri Southern, that may be part of the decision as well. It's not necessarily all the time whether one guy or the other is playing better. It's just a matter of, you know, he may match up a little bit better against somebody in the opponent's starting lineup. So that's always playing a part in the decision as well.
Missouri Southern at 6-3, 1-0 in the MIAA. Northwest at 9-2 and 2-0 in conference play. Earlier tonight, the Missouri Southern women with a strong second half defeats Northwest 64-55, and that ended just a tough second half for the Northwest women.
Yeah, it was, and that one frustrating because the Northwest women had a three-point lead at the half and held Missouri Southern to just 25 first-half points. So you really felt like the way Northwest has played in the second half of games this year that it was Northwest to lose, but Missouri Southern came out and played so much better in the second half than what they did in the first half. So you've got to give them some credit for earning the win here tonight.
Officials for tonight, Jeff Campbell along with Irvin Wilson and Drew Bontrager. And we're seeing a number of new officials in the MIAA this season. I think we got a few out there tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw a few last year, and it looks like we're going to see even more this year. Yeah, typically last year it seemed like we saw at least one that we knew from the past as part of each of the crew with a couple of new ones. But we've got three pretty new ones out here tonight.
The jump center for Missouri Southern will be Jordan Talbert, a 6'5", a junior out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He'll jump it up against Dylan Starzl of Northwest, the 6'8", out of Kearney. The tip is controlled by Northwest. Gas going from our right to our left in their trailing green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white. Going up against the Missouri Southern team in kind of a gold type of a uniform with the green numerals and a number off the left side. Alex Sullivan picking up where he left off. We're in the three-point range against Central Methodist. Knocks down to three to start this game for the Bearcats. Sullivan leading them by double lane, threes made per game. Out front with the dribble as Leverett looks on the right side. Looks on the wing, gets it to Atkinson. Out to the top of the key, Addison. To the right wing, Leverett to the right baseline. Looks out front right side, finds Atkinson. A swing at left side for Morgan Smith. Right side with 12 on the shot clock. Inside the arc, Addison takes a jumper from 17, knocks it down. Marcus Addison averaging 17 points a game. It's a 3-2 contest. Northwest Missouri stayed up. Wallace to take it across the timeline right side, being pressured by Morgan Smith. Looks left side and finds Bryson Williams. Williams to the top of the key to the free throw line. Bounce pass low right for Starzl for the shot. Good, and a foul. Nice feed inside to Dylan Starzl. And he turns it into 2 points.
Well, and the good thing for Starzl is he used his body to help keep the defender far enough away that he couldn't reach the ball to try to block that shot, giving him the opportunity at the three-point play.
Foul goes on Jordan Talbert. That'll be his first foul. Starzl at the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Free throw rolls around and in. Starzl's free throw shooting percentage slowly going up as the season's gone along. Now shooting 64% at the line. Northwest up by 4 to start this game. Right side, Leverett looked into the lane. Gets the pass inside for Atkinson. A bump inside as Atkinson knocked to the floor. And a foul coming up on Northwest. And this one will go on Bryson Williams. That'll be his first. Northwest, rather, it'll be Missouri Southern inbound baseline right. And now comes to Marcus Addison, brings it out between the circles for Leverett. It's on the left wing and gets it off that left side for Morgan Smith. Right side, Leverett again. Brings it to the free throw line, back pedals, looks and lobs it inside, overthrown, trying to go inside for Talbot, picked up by Schlake for Northwest. On the break to Wallace. From our right to our left at the Leggett Platt Center, now Schlake off the key, lobs it low left side. They get it to Starzo, puts it up and in on the glass off the left side this time, and an 8-2 Northwest lead. Gas trying to take advantage of that height advantage inside. Into the left corner, where that is Talbot, brings it out between the circles, Addison. Right side, Leverett drives to the baseline, brings it right side on the wing. Atkinson with the three attempt is good. Steven Atkinson knocks down the three, just his seventh of the season. Northwest up 8-5, 2 minutes into this game. Wallace with the left-handed dribble into the front court left side. Crossover now to the top of the key. Right side on the wing, Sullivan trying to look inside, nothing there. Now back to Wallace, cross-court left side for Williams. Out of a double team, finds Schlake. Baseline left, lobs it underneath the bucket, overthrown, trying to get it to Starzl. Picked off inside by Talbot, and here comes Missouri Southern on the fast break. Left side, Smith to the left wing, brings it out between the circles. Atkinson looks low into the lane. Talbot up with the shot, and hangs on the rim and drops down. 1 point, Bearcat lead. Wallace into the front court, left side. Gets a screen by Schlake, goes cross court, right side, Alex Sullivan. Fires the dribble. Now Schlake comes over to help out. Near the timeline to Wallace. Wallace dribbles top the key. Through the lane. A little right-handed runner won't go. Rebound in the lane by Talbot. Knocks to the floor and goes off the foot of Morgan. Dives after it at the top of the key. And a hill ball coming up. And the possession arrow will give it to Missouri Southern. Cats up 8-7. 17:09 left in the first half. RJ Leverett, sophomore from Kansas City, in between the circles with a pass to Smith. Out of the free throw line, Atkinson. Right side for Addison. Pulls up, goes cross court left. Atkinson on the wing to the baseline left. Spins in the lane up with the jumper. Won't go. Whistling a foul. Strong spin move by the 6'6 sophomore from Benton, Kentucky. And was fouled. We'll get a chance to go to the free throw line.
Well, even with the size advantage for Northwest, Missouri Southern showing that they're not going to have any fear. They're still going to try to get their points in the paint tonight.
Went at Dylan Starzl that time. Starzl picks up the foul. Atkinson, who knocked down a three earlier in this half, steps up to the free throw line, knocks down his first free throw. 74% shooter on the year at the line, 17 of 23. Second free throw, rims around, out, and Schlake with the rebound for Northwest. Cats facing pressure in the backcourt as Wallace will take it across the timeline on Morgan Smith. Dribbles right side, right in front of the Missouri Southern bench, finds Williams at the top of the key. Back to Wallace right side. Wallace, cross court left for Sullivan. Trying to look in, nothing there. Now dribbles top of the key. Right side pass for Wallace with 13 on the shot clock. Williams left to the free throw line. Back right side, Wallace. It's 8 on the shot clock. Free throw line takes the runner off the left. Rebound to Schlake. Put back in the box, off the glass and good. Schlake off the left side gets the rebound in the bucket. Northwest up and out. 10-8. Yep, top of the key, Atkinson holds on to the ball. Now Schlake gives him some room. The spinner right side, Leverett. Drives into the right corner. Out to the top of the key. Looks the left side. On the wing left for Addison. Trying to go back right side. Does Talbot. Kicks it back out top. Atkinson top of the key. Three over Schlake. Knocks it in. Steven Atkinson with his second three of the game. And that gives Missouri Southern their first lead of the contest. 11-10. Southern in front of Northwest. Wallace to walk across midcourt left side. Pressured defensively by Morgan Smith out of the man-to-man defense out of the Lions. Out to Sullivan. Cross court right side Williams. Right wing Wallace. Gets a screen by Starzl. Takes it top the key. Left side Sullivan. Quick pass into lane. Schlake spins into lane. A little hook shot. Won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Talbot inside. On the fast break. Right side Addison. Brings it out top the key. Atkinson another three. This one short off the front of the rim. Rebound into the lane as Addison crashed. Comes up with the rebound and kicks it back out. Southern to set up the offense. On the right wing is Talbot. Between the circles, Leverett looks on the left side, finds the left side jumper, and Addison knocks it down. 50-foot jumper off the left side. It's a 13-10 lead for Missouri Southern. Into the front court, left side, Bryson Williams. Cross court, right side forward, Wallace. Wallace at the top of the key to Williams' left side. Works a pick by Schlake. Left side for Sullivan, trying to look inside, nothing there. With the dribble out front, cross court, right side, pass Wallace. Northwest trying to spread out the offense against this Missouri Southern man-to-man defense. Wallace on the left side gets his dribble stolen away. Picked up by Morgan Smith for Missouri Southern on the fast break. And ball stripped loose by Marcus Addison, and now Wallace with it. As Wallace strips it away, Wallace on the break the other way. Left side finds Williams wide open on the wing with the three off the front of the rim. The putback by Starzl won't go. And inside Atkinson with the rebound. The red down the right sideline to the top of the key. Filling on this parquet floor at the leg in and flat center. Looks on the left wing. Now they go left side for Tower. Backs out. Wants a 17-foot jumper. Won't go in the rebound Northwest as Wallace clears the board and will slow the pace up. Going back to the pregame interview with Coach Ben McCollum. He says it's important for Northwest to play and get their half-court offense going. And right now being very controlled out of that offense. Right side Williams to the right wing Sullivan. Northwest down by three. Northwest working the perimeter of the defense. Now to Wallace down the lane. Underneath the bucket. Kicks in the right corner. Sullivan. Quick pass out front. Right side Williams. Takes a jumper inside the arc. Got it. Nothing but net. Bryson Williams with his first bucket of the game. Northwest down by one. 13-12. 13-30 left in the first half. Off the left side, Smith. Looks into the left corner. Leverett. Bounce pass. Left side in the blocks. Left side for Talbot. Brings it back out front. Now spin into the right corner. Morgan Smith. Guarded by Williams. We'll take it out front with the dribble. Now deliver it with the shot clock at 10 seconds. Top of the key with it. Out front, left side, Talbot. A three over Starzl. Rattles around and out. Rebound inside. Fought four between Slake and Williams. Knocked out of bounds. And Morgan Smith gets between the two. Knocks it out of bounds. We'll leave the Bearcats ball pulling a timeout. 13:03 left in the first half. Missouri Southern 13, Northwest 12. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Joplin on the Missouri Southern campus, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest down by one, 13:03 left in the first half, 13-12 Northwest trailing Missouri Southern. And that really seemed what we kind of expected coming into this one. Northwest trying to take advantage of the play inside with their height advantage, while Missouri Southern's gone inside some. They're looking at the perimeter to knock down some shots.
Yeah, and when they have gotten the ball inside, it's been a guard driving inside for the most part, trying to take those shots. So they're a little bit guard heavy this year, and that's what we're seeing so far in the early part of this one.
And full court pressure out of Missouri Southern following the timeout. Cats will inbound it, go to the length of the floor from our right to our left. Wallace across the timeline as Southern backs off. Out front right side is Tyler Funk, who checked in during the timeout, as did Connor Crooker as a right side. Now to Wallace out front left to Funk to the top of the key. Also on the floor for Northwest, Grant Cozad, as Coach McCullum going to his bench early. Into the left corner, Haley. Haley drives the left baseline, up with a shot, and good, as he drove the baseline and got the shot off the glass. Northwest by 1, 14-13. Only player on the floor that started the game for Northwest, Matt Wallace. Out front is Matt Everson, who's checked into the game for Missouri Southern. Right side pass for Addison. Now the baseline right Teller spins into line. The left-handed shot rolls out right, and the rebound Crooker inside as he pulls it away from two Missouri Southern players. They're able to save it inbounds off the baseline and push the ball to Wallace, who will walk it across the timeline. Dribbles right side, guarded by Matt Everson. Takes the top of the key. Looks left, back right side for Funk. Funk to Wallace on the left side. Looks low with it instead. Brings it out front right for Crooker. Wallace on the left. Takes a dribble to the top of the key. Now a quick pass to baseline underneath the bucket. Funk out of a double team. Goes left side for Cozad. Off the glass. Good with the left hand and a foul.
That was a great pass by Tyler Funk. It's very tempting down there, even if you're in a double team. He still had inside position. It's tempting to try to go up and take that shot, but knowing he was double teamed, somebody was open, and they get the opportunity at an extra point because of it.
Like those two guys have worked that play a few times in their career, both coming from Kearney?
I would guess so.
Kozad, who's really come on this season at the free throw line, got a start Saturday against Central Methodist. Coming off the bench tonight and has 3 points after a three-point trip down the floor, knocking down the free throw. Northwest up 17-13. 11:48 left in the first half. The red out front with the dribble drive. Hands off left side for Addison. High post right, Talbot looks into lane. Ball tapped loose, gets a right back. Looks left side, Everson. Trying to look low with it, nothing there. Now dribbles out to the top of the key. Hooks the pass left side with it on the perimeter. Talbert takes the jumper inside the arc and knocks it down. Talbert with 4 points. 2-point Bearcat lead, 17-15, 11-22 left in the first half. Wallace in the front court off the left sideline to the top of the key. Pushes a right wing for Funk back to Wallace right side. Long cross court pass left for Crooker. Dribbles to the top of the key. Through the lane, a little left-handed runner on the way. Good. Nothing been had. Connor Kirker, the freshman out of Overland Park, Kansas, gives Northwest a 19-15 lead. As he crosses the timeline, a whistle here, his official stop play. I want to get the shot clock set.
Yeah, it didn't get reset after the basket.
Atkinson back into the game during the stoppage of play for Missouri Southern. Inbound goes right side, and Greg Renfro checked in for the Lions as well. On the right side, Cameron Cornelius looks on the baseline right for Addison, drives the baseline, cut off by Wallace. Out front left, Everson. Left side pass, Cornelius. As he wanted to go with a pass out front for Atkinson, Atkinson a little slow to get to the top of the key, and a travel by Cornelius, trying to wait for Atkinson to get set up at the top, so a turnover gives the ball to Northwest. 19-15, the Bearcats in front, 10:40 left in the first half. Wallace with a high dribble in midcourt goes left for Crooker into the front court. Back to Wallace right side. Coming through a double team to the left wing. Scoots the pass left corner for Funk. Thought about the three instead. Drives through the lane. Forces a shot as he goes inside. Whistle on a foul. He'll get to the free throw line. This will go on Greg Renfro. That'll be his first. And this will get Tyler Funk to the free throw line. 7-13 on the year at the line. Really seeing Tyler become much more confident offensively. Knocks down the first free throw. Cats 5-5. Strong push by the Bearcats after the last time out. Free throw by Funk rolls out. And the outlet will go to Everson for Missouri Southern into the front court. Puts on the right wing for Atkinson. Now to Everson between the circles. Dribbles on Crooker. Left side, Atkinson as he pops out, misses the shot and air ball on the rebound underneath the bucket by Haley for Northwest. Now to Wallace across the timeline. And picked up by Cornelius as he dribbles out front and bumping a foul. And Cameron Cornelius will pick up his first foul. 5-point Bearcat lead, 20-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. Buck, the junior from Kearney, Missouri, will inbound into the backcourt. And get the pass to Wallace. He'll walk it back across the timeline. Funk on the right wing. Now to Crooker to the right side. Pulls up. Gets it to Haley. A three. A fadeaway three off that right wing. About a 20-footer. Knocks it down. As D'Angelo Haley knocks down his first three of the game. Northwest up 23-15. Everson. Right side Cornelius. Bounce pass with a hook pass on the baseline. Right for Renfro. Spins in the lane. A fadeaway. Won't go. Whistle on the foul. That's going to come up on Northwest. Kozad. She get called for the foul. Well, he's going to have the first foul. We've got to break in the action. 9:34 left in the first half. Northwest 23. Missouri Southern 15. Back to Joplin after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center on the Missouri Southern campus in Joplin, Mac Warder. I'm John Coffey, 23-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. Matt, that last media timeout for the Bearcats, four substitutions for Coach Ben McCollum. They came out and got Northwest the lead back.
Yeah, and you know, Northwest really, for the most part, in the first 10 minutes of this game, have outplayed Missouri Southern. And there was one little stretch of about two or three minutes where we saw Southern get back into it after the Cats had built up about a 6 or 8 point lead. But then, like you said, that got them into that timeout. And after that first media timeout, Northwest has really come on. And now let's hope they can carry that after this under 10 timeout.
Northwest and Missouri Southern both shooting well from the field. Northwest 64%, Missouri Southern 54%. At the free throw line, Greg Renfro was fouled before the timeout, knocks down the first of what will be two. 50% shooter at the line coming into tonight's game. Second free throw on the way, good. 23-17, Northwest. Cats inbounding against full court pressure as Funk gets the inbound to Haley. Haley dribbling still in the backcourt. We'll give it to Crooker and Connor with the long pass into the front court for Funk, who takes it through the lane. Bounce pass left side for Starzl. Up with a shot off the glass and good. Nice recognition of the matchup by Funk. Drove right through the lane with the bounce pass to Starzl on the block left side. Went up with a shot and was fouled. Won't get a chance to go back to the free throw line.
Yeah, and I think one area we talked about Northwest having the size advantage inside and where it's been a big benefit is these three-point play opportunities at the free throw line.
Everson in the mismatch commits the foul. Starzl at the free throw line, knocks down the free throw. He's got 8 points in this first half.
And the key is Northwest is converting on those opportunities at the free throw line.
26-17, Northwest in front as R.J. Leverett back into the ballgame. He'll take over the point duties. Sophomore out of Kansas City. Into the front court right side, picked up by Haley. Lobs the pass cross court left for Morgan Smith. Now up top of the key for Talbert. Looks and finds Addison, Marcus Addison at the top. Gives it back to Talbert at the post off the right side. Sets up, wants the jumper off the front of the rim. Rims out and inside Crooker with the rather that's Funk with the rebound from Northwest. Outlet to Crooker. 26-17 Northwest. Just under 9 minutes left in the first half. Gives the right side for Funk. Now to Bryson Williams, who's fouled. She pivoted and Morgan Smith steps out, commits the foul, and that will be Smith's first foul. 16 foul on the Lions. Northwest just three in the first half. Far baseline right, Crooker looks to inbound. Gets the inbound to Haley. Turns, takes the jumper from 12, banks it, misses it, and the rebound in the lane pulled down by Addison. An outlet on the right side, Leverett for Missouri Southern. Addison to the right wing, trailing on the play. Left side, Leverett, face left, goes out to the top of the key. Addison dribbles right side to the right wing, hooks the pass, Atkinson top the key. Into left corner, Leverett, a left-handed fadeaway three off the back of the rim, and the rebound, Williams for Northwest. Brings down the high rebound, and we'll give it to Crooker. He'll try to take it across the timeline on Morgan Smith. Does. Dribbles right side in front of the scorer's table. Now between the circles. Looks left side for Williams. Cross court right for Haley. Trying to look inside. Nothing there now. Hooks the pass to Crooker on the Funk on the right wing. Long cross court skip pass left corner. Williams to three. A little flat. Rebound right side. Picked up by Funk off the glass. Good and a foul. Tyler Funk recognized the carom of the rebound. Hustled after it and went right back up. The shot fouled and gets a chance to go at the free throw line.
Boy, the Cats are playing strong inside offensively tonight.
Foul goes on Stephen Atkinson, who picks up his first foul, and Funk going to the free throw line to make this possible traditional three-point trip down the floor. Free throw on the way, a little too hard in the rebound, Missouri 7. 28-17 Northwest. A red out front right side to Atkinson, passed on the three, instead goes on the right wing for Smith. Now to Atkinson, drives a little bit off balance. Will he get the charge or the block here? Let's see. Going to have a block foul coming up on Northwest. And Tyler Funk will pick up the foul. That's his first. Seeing Tyler make that same move forced charges on a number of occasions. One of the best on the Bearcat roster right now at that. Half front left side. Leverett looks in the left corner. Atkinson, fadeaway jumper is good. A two-pointer from the left side. Addison with 6 points in the first half. Northwest up by 8, 28-20. And as Wallace with the inbound takes it in his dribble, and he's fouled in the backcourt.
Really have to give some early credit to Wallace and Crooker, both the ones that are mainly responsible for handling the basketball, especially Matt Wallace. Missouri Southern is really trying to step up the pressure on those two guys and force turnovers, and they're taking pretty good care of the basketball.
Morgan Smith picks up the foul, his second. One and one opportunity, and the first one for Wallace is good. His first point of the game. Matt sporting another new look after the trimester break. A little bit of a mohawk with the mohawk portion that kind of dyed yellow. Or blonde anyway. 29-20, Northwest Missouri State in front with 7-33 left in the first half. The red end of the front court looks left side, Addison. Out top of the key, Atkinson. One dribble looks right side, Leverett looks at the top of the key, Talbert. Left corner, three on the way, nothing but net, taken from the left corner by Morgan Smith. His third three-pointer of the season, 29-23. Northwest in front with 7-12 left in the first half. Wallace into the front court between the legs with the dribble, looks left side. Sullivan on the wing to the left baseline. Drives, a little runner, won't go. Rebound inside, pulled away by Talbert. And an outlet right side, Addison. Dribbles to the right wing, crossover dribble on Crooker to the baseline, cut off. Out front, Talbert. Left side, Leverett now, left side for Addison. Talbert back to Leverett on the give and go, lays it up, in and a foul. Nice strong drive to the bucket by Addison. Pass was there, and he'll get a chance at a three-point chip down the floor as he knocked down the tough layup. Foul on Bryson Williams. That'll be his second. Grant Kozad back into the ballgame for Northwest. Starzl to the sideline. Crooker wants to check in as well, but got official over at the scores table right now. Marcus Addison getting ready to go to the free throw line.
We have a correction on the score. Should be 29-24.
So they're getting the scoreboard at 29-24. Now the official scoring that's in front of me off a monitor has a 29-25, but the scoreboard has a 29-24. At the free throw line, Addison shooting one, free throw good. So now 29-25, looking at full court pressure. Northwest with the lead. Inbound comes to Wallace. They find Sullivan, takes it across the timeline. Looks left side. Pulls up and gives it to Wallace on the left. Holds on to the ball, being guarded by Morgan Smith. Dribbles right side in front of the scorer's table. Pass right for Crooker. Out front left for Sullivan. Sullivan's knocked down a three in this first half. Cross court right side, Wallace. Wallace at the top of the key with 10 on the shot clock. Back to Sullivan, left side three. Air ball, rebound inside, pulled down by Talbert for Missouri Southern. 29-25, Northwest Missouri State up. Talbert looks right side, Smith. Guarded by Sullivan. Now right side, Talbert. Into the lane, dishes low right for Atkinson in the block. Up the shot, won't go, and the rebound, Wallace inside. Wallace trying to clear it away. Into the front court with a pass to Crooker on the break. Sets up on the wing. The three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound. Fought four and a foul. As Funk was trying to crash the board. Collision with Addison inside. And Funk will pick up his second foul. 29-25. Northwest in front. 5:54 left in the first half. R.J. Leverett across the timeline, dribbles right, on the right wing, gets it right side for Addison, lobs a pass, right corner for Atkinson, trying to look low for Talbert, and instead one dribble brings it out between the circle, Smith, swings it left side for Leverett to the top of the key, looks into the lane, gets it for Talbert as it goes with the pass, whistle and a foul. Talbert knocks it down, they'll count the bucket, he'll have a chance to go to the free throw line. Now coming up on Grant Kozad is second.
Combine the two teams, and this is the most that I've seen players get fouled and hit the shot that we have seen in most games already here in the first half.
Two-point game, Northwest in front, 29-27. Talbert, 71% shooter on the season at the line, goes to the line for the first time tonight. Left-handed shooter, free throw good. One-point game. Northwest Missouri State up. Could use a bucket this trip down. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Wallace at midcourt. Goes with a pass into the front court. Sullivan back cross court for Wallace. Back to Sullivan, left side. Now back right side as Missouri Southern switched into a 3-2 zone. In left corner, Crooker, a long three on the way, too hard. Rebound. Inside Addison for Missouri Southern. Allard in the front court, right side. Pulls up, trying to look low with it. Nothing there. Instead, brings it out to Talbert. Quick pass left side, Leverett, a left-handed three. Rims around, out. Rebound for Crooker and Northwest. Slows it up, didn't have the numbers. We'll walk it across the timeline with 4:53 left in the half. Right side for Sullivan. Finds Kozak cutting. Left open, takes the jumper from six, won't go. Rebound tapped loose at the free throw line. Leverett with a 4 Missouri 7. Into the front court, right side. Out between the circles, Talbert. Back right side, Everson. The red on the right, guarded by Sullivan. Dribbles to the top of the key, hooks the pass in the lane. It was intended for Brian Adams. Overthrown, picked up by Kozad, now Wallace. He'll take it across the timeline, and a timeout by Northwest. 4:21 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State wants to talk things over. 29-28. Northwest in front of Missouri Southern, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
29-28, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, but Matt, Northwest gone a little bit cold from the field.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, if you look at the half in five-minute stretches, they have a good first few minutes, and then a couple of minutes, you see Missouri Southern work their way back into it. Now we'll see if they can get it turned around here in the latter part of the half.
Wallace finds Haley at the elbow off the right side, ball knocked loose. Back to Wallace, now to Crooker, left with 16 on the shot clock. Low post for Schlake, inside, finds Starzl wide open, lays it up and in. Nice feed by Schlake to Starzl inside, and Starzl in double figures to 10 points. Northwest up 31-28. Top of the key, Brian Adams, the junior out of Liberty, Missouri, looks right side, Everson. Pass out top of the rip between the circles, looks left side. Hits it on the left wing for Marcus Addison. Guarded by Starzl out on the perimeter, expires the dribble. Atkinson comes over to help out between the circles, takes the pass. Right side lever rip. Here's the right side line in front of us with the left-handed dribble. Goes off the left, pulls up back to Atkinson with 7 on the shot clock. Right side is Everson, 5 on the shot clock between the circles. Top of the key with 3 on the shot clock. Right side Atkinson forces the jumper as the buzzer for the shot clock sounds. 5 for the rebound on the baseline. Whistle and a foul. This will come up on Brian Adams fighting for the rebound with Matt Wallace on the baseline. Breaking the action, 3:22 left in the first half. Northwest 31, Missouri Southern 28. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State up by 3, 3:22 left in the first half. They've led by as much as 11 right now, 31-28 game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Both teams right now shooting 50% from the field. Northwest 12 of 24. Missouri Southern 10 of 20. At the free throw line, Matt Wallace knocks down the first free throw. now has 2 points in tonight's game. 32-28, Northwest Missouri State in front. Matt Third in the NIAA in minutes played this season. Second free throw was good, averaging just over 32 per game. 33-28, Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:16 left in the first half. Addison on the right wing to the top of the key. Sets up, goes the right side with the pass for Blaine Miller. Now to Addison at the top once again. Northwest staying in man-to-man defense. Left side pass for Everson. Now to Liverett at the top of the key. Looks left. Gets it to Talbert. A fadeaway jumper and won't go. And the rebound pulled away by Haley for Northwest. Alan Wallace. Sarsel, Kirker, and Slake also on the floor for the Bearcats with 2:50 left in the first half. Wallace, right side, Slake to the right wing, Kirker. Pulls up the dribble. Gets it to Haley. Pops out. Wants a three off the right side. Won't go. Falls to the floor. Everson knocks him down. And this will send Haley to the free throw line to shoot three.
And Everson pointing to Haley, trying to blame him for the foul.
Not sure they'll understand the logic of that.
No,
one.
No.
So team foul on Missouri Southern. At the free throw line, Haley's first one up the front of the rim. Haley 0-1 tonight, a 69% shooter on the year. Northwest has a team shooting just about 64% at the free throw line. Second free throw won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Haley follows it up. Won't go. And the fight for the board. Ricochets through. Haley misses again. Now Slake with a chance and knocks it down. So Slake knocks down the rebound in the bucket. Now 35-28 lead for Northwest. Haley that time shooting two. That foul was called after the shot, not during the shot. On the left side is Talbert. Out between the circles for Addison. Now to Everson to the left wing. Drives the lane on Kirker into the right corner. Leverett looks on the right side for Everson to the baseline right. Cut off. The pass out front. Leverett brings it down. Free throw line left. Now goes cross court right side. Open is Everson. The three takes a high bounce off the rim. And Kirker at the rebound Northwest. Into the front court right side. Didn't have the numbers, so we'll slow things up. Northwest will set up the offense. Just under 2 minutes left in the half and a 35-28 lead. Cats have led by as many as 11 in the first half. Cross court left, Wallace. Trying to get a screen by Starzl to the free throw line. Pulls up. Now to Haley out front. Almost lost the handle on his dribble. 9 on the shot clock. Gets a pick by Starzl. Hooks the pass back to Starzl on the pick and roll. Trying to go into the lane for Slake. Pass tipped away. Picked up by Everson for Missouri 7. Into the front court from our left to our right. A minute and a half left in the first half. Out front is Addison. Looks right side, Everson. Dribbles top of the key. Free throw line, hooks the pass. Low right side for Miller. Up with the shot, banks it in. Wayne Miller with his first bucket of the game. Averages 4 a contest. Cats up by 5, 35-30 with 1:08 left in the half. Wallace into the front court, left side. Crossover dribble, top of the key. Down the lane, a little right-handed runner. Won't go. Rebound and a foul. Starzl had the position inside, trying to go for the board. And a reach-over foul coming up on Missouri Southern. This will go on Jordan Talbert. That is his second. And this will be 2 at the free throw line for Dylan Starzl as Missouri Southern over the limit, their 11th team foul. Starzl 2 of 2 at the line tonight. 10 points total as he eyes the bucket. Free throw is a little too hard and off the right. 5-point Bearcat lead, 35-30. Walk into the game. Slate goes to the sideline. Just under a minute left in the half. Charzel again trying to increase the Bearcat lead. Free throw good. Nothing but net. 6-point Northwest lead, 36-30. 55 seconds left in the half. Between the circles, Smith lobs it to the free throw line for Miller. Trying to dribble on front. Now back right side is Addison. Takes the jumper inside the arc. A two-pointer from out front. Addison with 11 points. Northwest up 36-32. Pressure off the inbound. Wallace will pass at midcourt for Funk. Now into the front court left side for Kirker. Northwest really handling the full court pressure much better tonight than he did out on the Hawaii trap against St. Edwards. Now zone defense out of Missouri Southern. Looking at a 3-2 zone at the moment. Wallace on the right side with 13 on the shot clock. Hooks the pass for Funk. Now Funk, Kirker. Left side Wallace. Quick pass in the box left side for Starzl. Takes it in the lane. Strip loose. Picked up by Funk. Right side. Haley with a jumper. Won't go. 5 seconds left in the whistle and a foul here. I believe we got a timeout instead as Missouri Southern came away with the ball. We'll keep it right here with 3.5 seconds left in the half. Northwest Missouri State 36, Missouri Southern 32.
And I tell you, for Missouri Southern, this is kind of an important possession. I mean, you have a chance to go in down by one or two at the half where, really, for the most part, Northwest has outplayed Missouri Southern. This very easily could be a double-digit game right now, but it's going to be close at the half no matter what. But for Missouri Southern, Coach Korn having to feel like if they can go down and go into the halftime locker room with this just a one-possession game, he'd have to think that'd be a success the way this first half has gone.
Cats coming out of the timeout with Sullivan, Funk, Starzl, Crooker, and Wallace. Missouri Southern will have Stephen Atkinson to inbound. Got three players lined up at midcourt with Smith, along with Talbert, and Leverett. And Atkinson trying to find someone inbound, does, gets it to Addison. Addison to the free throw line at midcourt, takes the jumper at the buzzer, and it will go off the right side. So at halftime, Northwest will go in the lead as they lead Missouri Southern 36-32 in Joplin. We'll be back to have more for you after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
We're at the half in Joplin, Northwest Missouri State, holding on to a 36-32 lead over Missouri Southern. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest at 1 point in the first half, up by 11. Missouri Southern had a 3-point lead, 15:05 mark in the first half. But Northwest right now holding on to that 4-point lead.
Yeah, if you know, like we talked about a little bit earlier, if you take it in 5-minute stretches, it seemed like the start of those 5-minute stretches for about 3, maybe even 4 minutes, Northwest would build up the lead a little bit, and then the last minute of each 5-minute stretch, you'd see Missouri Southern start to work their way back in. I mean, it feels like they're fairly evenly matched, but when Northwest is able to get the basketball inside on the offensive end, they're happy. Having success, and for Missouri Southern, they're having success when they're hitting the outside shot, just like we kind of anticipated where the advantages might be in this game for each team tonight. It's just so far Northwest has taken a little bit better of their advantages inside than what Missouri Southern has outside.
And I think overall we're seeing Northwest play a much better basketball game tonight than what we've seen in the two games in Hawaii and then in that non-conference game with Central Methodist on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and I think the biggest improvement or the biggest area where we're seeing good play is out at that guard spot. Connor Crooker and Matt Wallace are doing a good job because by no means has it been easy. Missouri Southern is trying everything they can to get those guys to turn the basketball over, to force the turnovers. They're playing good, solid defense on both of them, but Northwest with just 3 turnovers as a team in the first half, and you really got to give those two guys the main amount of credit for that.
At the half, the Northwest Missouri State men in front of Missouri Southern 36-32. Earlier tonight, Missouri Southern's women defeated Northwest 64-55. When we come back, Matt will talk with the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, about that game. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Joplin at the half, the Northwest men with a 36-32 lead at the half over Missouri Southern. And as John had mentioned, a loss earlier this evening for the Northwest women, and Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg joining us. And coach, in several games this year, we have seen your team come out and have great second halves of basketball after maybe struggling a bit in the first half. Tonight it seemed a little bit different. You really had a solid first half of basketball, but then Missouri Southern made some adjustments and played well in the second half.
Yeah, no, they did. They outplayed us in the second half for sure. I thought there were several key points in the game. I thought, as I told you, I thought at halftime we were up three and felt like we probably should have been up 10 or 12. We turned them over a bunch, I think 16 times. We didn't make any shots, but we got to the free throw line and didn't make a ton, but I think we were already there 23 times by halftime and had made 15 of them. So we left some points on the board there, so we just thought we had some possessions that could have maybe extended that a little bit. Fatigue was huge for us tonight, and I don't know, part of it, I'm looking at myself a little bit. I probably didn't get him to that kind of threshold the last week that I saw him in tonight. Now we've had some flu, and Monique was throwing up, and you know, Meredy had missed two practices, and Raquel's out with the concussion. So, I mean, we had some issues there, but I thought some of our missed shots. I mean, we make those shots, I felt like, most of the time, and we just didn't, you know, at all. We just didn't have that extra gear, and in the second half, we just didn't have that toughness that I thought probably physical fatigue kind of set in, and then the mental side goes to.
Maybe one area that showed up in tonight was in your full court press. You were really able to force turnovers in the first half. They struggled. Even when they weren't turning the ball over, they weren't getting the ball across midcourt until about halfway through the shot clock, but that kind of, as the game went on, they were able to handle that a little bit better.
Yeah, they got better at it. I think we only turned them over 10 times. We still turned them over 26 times, and we only turned it over 16. So we were plus 10 there, but we couldn't block out and get a rebound. And so they evened that up on the boards. I think they had 10 offensive rebounds at halftime. That rebound is by 21. So we just didn't make plays. I thought the start of the second half was a big key. We missed six straight shots to open the second half. We didn't score for almost 4 minutes in the second half, and that was the 4 and 5 minutes we talked about in the locker room was, come on, like, we felt like we kind of owned the first half. Let's go own the first 5 or 6 minutes and see if we can't get it to 10 or 12. And in a game like that, when both teams are grinding, it feels like even maybe more than 10 or 12.
You mentioned with the team and the situations you're in, maybe getting a little fatigued. It probably didn't help. That was a very physical ball game. I know you knew that going into it, but it really played out. Southern was really playing some physical ball.
No, we knew that. I mean, obviously I thought we got fouled on a few shots, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. We needed to step up and finish and get some and-ones. There were some tough block charge calls that go either way, and we didn't get the benefit of the doubt on most of them tonight. But, you know, yeah, I mean, we were in position, whatever that means, you know, to win the game. I joke because that's Jason Garrett's thing with the Dallas Cowboys. Kind of like, oh, we're right there to win the division. Well, you know, you want to be better than that. You know, I want to be in the position where we're up 10 instead of in a back-and-forth game late. And we weren't good enough in the second half, and that's disappointing. And I think we'll look back at this one and think that was maybe a game we could have figured out how to win. But I'm still trying to find the leaders and, you know, that will and that want to that we talk about and that mental toughness on the road to be the quality team. And, you know, and we didn't have it tonight. You know, we were kind of all looking around again trying to figure out who that person was, and nobody ended up being able to step up for us.
Well, you're going to have another chance at maybe potentially finding that because you've got a tough matchup coming up here in just a little over a day, I guess, on Saturday in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and we get one of the best teams in our league and the team that was in the Elite 8 a year ago, and I think they're ranked 17th in the country. So, yeah, you know, the national TV game, we haven't talked about that a whole lot. We're just trying to get better on our own. You know, so, yeah, we got our hands full. If we could find a way to split, then you salvage the road trip, and that's probably okay. Obviously, we're going to have to play a heck of a lot better tonight. Saturday, you know, morning, I guess, at 11:30 to get that win at Pitt. But it's a great opportunity, and we'll see. We'll learn more about our team again on Saturday.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you then.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women. Again, their loss tonight, 64-55 to Missouri Southern. At the half of the men's matchup, 36-32, the Northwest men with the lead. We'll be back and look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at the Ligon Platt Center in Joplin, John Coffey and Matt Gorder with you as we check some of the halftime totals here. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 36-32. Both teams shooting pretty well from the field. Northwest 44.8%. They're 13 of 29 overall. 2 of 8 from my 3-point range for 25%. And at the free throw line, struggling a little bit tonight, 57.1% from there, 8 of 14. Northwest only 3 turnovers out of the first half, and Missouri Southern just 4. So both teams doing a really good job of protecting the basketball. And for Northwest, going up against full court pressure, especially in pressing out of the first half. Northwest out rebounding Missouri Southern 19-13. Cats with 7 offensive boards at 12 at defensive rebounds. Missouri Southern just 1 offensive rebound and 12 defensive boards. Missouri Southern shooting the ball 50%, 12 of 24. At the free throw line, 5 of 6 for 83% and 3 of 9 from 3-point range. Individually, Northwest with one player in double figures, Dylan Starzl with 11 points. He's 4 of 5 from the field. Starzl coming into this game was third in MIAA in field goal percentage at 58.1% and continuing to take advantage of some good looks at the bucket in the side, leading Northwest in scoring. For Missouri Southern, one player in double figures as well. Marcus Addison with 11 points. He's 5 of 6 from the field as well. He's also pulled down 4 rebounds. And for Northwest, leading the way rebounding totals, D'Angelo Haley has 4 rebounds out of the first half. Again at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front, 36-32. Don't forget, day off tomorrow for both the Northwest men and women. Then they'll just travel over to Pittsburgh, Kansas from here, just a nearby game on Saturday. The Northwest women will tip off at 11:30 and the men at 1:30. While the broadcast are both beginning at 11:10 with our pregame for the women. Again, we're at the half. Northwest men 36, San Missouri 7-32. Back to get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances.
located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back at the Liggett Platt Center in Joplin on the Missouri Southern campus with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, Northwest up at halftime, 36-32. Matt Gorder, one of the things that Coach McCollum was talking about in the pregame interview, as a head coach, he's never won here at the Liggett Platt Center, and only won once in his coaching career as an assistant coach, even at Emporia State. So he's really looking to hopefully get a win here tonight.
Well, you know, wins come at a premium for most coaches in this place. It's kind of tough for everybody. But, you know, the Bearcats as a team have lost six of the last seven games here at the Leggett and Platt Center. So it's not just Coach McCollum. I know he'd like to get off that schneid and kind of get going with some wins down here in Joplin. But it's just so many times we have seen good teams out of Missouri Southern. It's just hard to win basketball games, whether they're here or at home.
Northwest in that first half had a lot of success getting the ball inside. Dylan Starzl really was a recipient of a lot of that with 11 points to lead the team in scoring right now.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see them obviously continue to try to do that. Now, Missouri Southern, I anticipate them maybe trying to double team a little bit more. They tried to bring over the double team a little bit, but were late with it in the first half. So I'm guessing they probably have made some adjustments to try to get those double teams a little bit stronger on the inside offensively, so that way they're in position defensively instead of committing fouls like they were and giving Northwest three-point play opportunities.
All right, going back to the point you made at the start of halftime, Northwest doing an excellent job taking care of the basketball against the team that's third in the MIAA in steals and really turns turnovers into points with 176 points off of 146 turnovers this season.
Well, a lot of times they're forcing those turnovers out near midcourt or at least outside the perimeter. And when you do that, it's going to give you some easy opportunities at some open layups, some two-on-ones, three-on-ones, three-on-twos, fast breaks, things like that. So if Northwest isn't turning it over outside the perimeter, then that's going to keep Missouri Southern from getting those fast break points.
Northwest will inbound to start the second half. Bryson Williams, you got to start tonight. Well, inbound. Matt Wallace, Dylan Starzl, Alex Sullivan, and Kyle Flake on the floor as well. The starting five for the Cats. And then down to the backcourt goes to Wallace, who's picked up defensively out of Morgan Smith. And Smith knocks the ball away, picks it up off a steal. And on fast break, pass goes to Talbert. Drives, lays it up, and in. Talbert gets a bucket off of a turnover, and it's a two-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 36-34. Wallace into a double team into the front court. Finds Starzl wide open underneath the bucket off the right side. Lays it up and in. 13 points for Starzl now down the other end. Whistle on the fouls. A fast went to the sideline, and a foul will come up on Wallace as the pass went on that left side, and Wallace will pick up his first foul. The inbound will be Marcus Addison, who is fouled. This inbound between the circles of Jay Leverett. Looks on the right side. Back to Addison. Rides on Wallace. Out front left for Smith. To the left wing. Leverett to the top of the key. Hooks a pass left side for Talbert. Through the lane. Drives on Starzl. Tries to go with the pass under the bucket. Addison stepping in front of the pass. Wallace for Northwest gets the steal. And fast break left side for Williams. In the left corner. Dribbles through the lane. Goes with the pass right side. And leads Sullivan just a little bit too far. Guy's fingertips on it. But couldn't hold it onto it. And the ball goes out of bounds. So another turnover for Northwest. Two turnovers early in this second half. They only had three the entire first half. 38-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. The red into the front court. Bounce pass high post left. Talbert trying to find, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to find Addison cutting in the bucket. Ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest.
Well, we've seen a couple of terrible passes in the early part of this half.
Inbound comes to Sullivan. And he'll take it across the timeline off the right side. Missouri Southern that time with just mild pressure. Out front left, Wallace. Looks and tries to go for Slake, and that time overthrows Slake and goes out of bounds. Another poor pass.
Well, and I think Slake pulled down a little bit. I think he thought that Bryson Williams was cutting along the baseline and was going to let that ball go through to Williams, but Williams was nowhere near the baseline.
Northwest up 5-4, high post right side, Atkinson, who hit a couple early threes for Missouri Southern. Now finds Addison, drives in the lane right, banks it in. Addison with 13 points, 2-point Northwest lead, 38-36. Wallace into the front court, takes it to the top of the key, looks left side, Williams. Cross court right side for Wallace. Now to Sullivan to the right wing, looking at man-to-man out of Missouri Southern. Out front left side, Wallace. Lost between the circles, a bump out front, and a foul coming up on Missouri Southern. This will go on Stephen Atkinson. That'll be his second. See, Missouri Southern switched from the man to 3-2 zone right now, playing man against the Cats. Inbound comes to Wallace on the right side. Northwestern, they're traveling green uniforms with the black numerals and white trim. Wallace through the lane as he drives, whistle and a foul. And this time the foul will go on Morgan Smith. That's a pretty big foul. That'll be Smith's third foul. Second team foul on the Lions. And that will get Matt Everson into the ballgame. Smith to the sideline. So Wallace inbound, baseline right. Just inbound right side, Williams. Cross court left side, Sullivan. Back right side, Williams. Cross court left for Wallace. Wallace left side, Sullivan to the left baseline, cut off. With the dribble out front left, gets it to Wallace. Now trying to work a pick by Schlake. Dribbles top of the key. Left wing pass, finds Sullivan on the wing to three up the front of the rim. Rebound, Everson for Missouri Southern. He'll take it down the right sideline into the front court. Crossover dribble through the lane, down the left side. Hooks the pass low, off the hip, and it is loose in the lane. Finally saved by Missouri Southern. Addison on the right side, missing the shot air ball. Ball barely grazed the rim, or rather the net, and a whistle and a foul. Fighting for the rebound, and this will go against Missouri Southern inside. And that's a big foul. Jordan Talbert picks up his third foul. He'll go to the sideline for Coach Robert Korn, who sends Greg Renfro into the game. A pretty big drop-off, really, at that spot when Talbert's not in the game. 38-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. 17-24 left in at the game. Wallace to walk it across the timeline. Picked up by Everson, looks right side for Williams, trying to look inside, instead brings it to Sullivan, free throw line, through the lane, a little runner on the way, off the back of the rim, rolls out, won't go, Schlake with the board, trying to put it back up, pivots up with a little right hand and half hook, won't go, and the rebound, Addison from Missouri 7. Chest pass on the left side, Everson to the left baseline, pulls up, now finds Addison trailing on the play, he'll take it top of the key. Right side pass for Leverett, goes to the right wing, looks in, nothing there, now back right side is Addison. Sets up wide open with a long three. Nothing but net. Marcus Addison knocks down his first three of the game, 11th of the season. And a one-point lead for Missouri Southern, 39-38, coming back after an 11-point deficit early, or rather in the first half. And a timeout Northwest, 16-38 left in the game. It's Missouri Southern 39, Northwest 38. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Missouri Southern with their first lead since early in the ballgame. They led by 3 with 15:05 left in the first half. Northwest in the first half led by 11 with 8:06 left. Right now, one-point game. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest 39-38. Northwest with the inbound as Wallace between the circles. Looks at Missouri Southern who drops into a 3-2 zone. They played that a little bit in the first half. Off the left side to the baseline is Haley. Trying to go with a bounce pass. Knocked loose, picked up by Addison for Missouri Southern. Into the front court right side. Spins on Haley. Northwest has stayed man-to-man the entire game. Left side Leverett to the free throw line. Looks right side Everson. Everson near the sideline. Brings it out front left for Addison. Now to Leverett on the left wing to the free throw line. Dishes left side, driving in the bucket, finds Greg Renfro and lays it up and in. And a three-point lead for Missouri Southern, equaling their largest lead of the game, 41-38. Southern in front of Northwest with 15:56 left in the game. Out front, Starzl, picked up by Renfro, looks left for Funk. Cross court right side for Wallace. Now back left side is Haley. Haley out front, looks right side for Wallace. To the right wing, Williams drives to the baseline. Fast pass in the box, left side for Funk. Bobbles it, goes up with a shot, and then rolls over the rim and in. Tyler Funk with 5 points. Northwest down by one, 41-40. Out front, Atkinson. Looks on the right side, Everson. Out to the top of the key. Leverett looks on the left side, Atkinson on the wing. Pass right side, Everson. Has to lean down, pick it up. Now drives to the lane, cut off. Gives it to Renfro at the top. Right side, Leverett to the top of the key. Bounces back out near the timeline. 12 on the shot clock. Haley creeps out after him. Now drives left. Sets up. Leverett, long three off the front of the rim. Rebound tap. Chased on the sideline. Hustling after it, Everson. Just under 15 minutes left in the game. Fresh 35 on the shot clock for Missouri Southern. Inside whistle and a foul. Starzl and Renfro trying to post up. I think Starzl will get called for the foul. That'll be number two on Starzl. And with 14:54 left in the game, we've got a break in the action. Missouri Southern 41, Northwest 40. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State University awarded 459 students with their academic degrees during its winter commencement ceremony. The total was the second highest for a winter commencement ceremony in the school's history. The university awarded 355 bachelor's degrees, 98 master's degrees, and 6 specialist in education degree candidates. The top 3 undergraduate majors in the graduating class were elementary education, business management, and agricultural business. The top graduate degree was applied computer science.
41-40, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest with 14:54 left in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Welcome back, Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest down by one, 41-40. Missouri Southern will inbound following the timeout. Inbound on the right side. Leverett trying to go with a bounce pass for Atkinson. Up with a shot too hard. Rebound pulled down by Renfro. Renfro on the blocks outside. Up with a again too hard. Atkinson with the rebound. He'll try to put it back up. This time it drops in. 9 points for Atkinson and a 3-point Missouri Southern lead. Again, equaling their largest of the game. Right in the backcourt, Bryson Williams facing half-court pressure. Gets the pass in the front court for Funk. Finding Wallace cutting to the bucket and throws it away. Trying to go into the left corner too hard for Haley. And it goes out of bounds and belongs to Missouri Southern. That, I think, a very key part of the ball game right here.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't want to let Missouri Southern get any sort of a lead. They've already got the momentum, but don't let them get too big of a lead.
Now steal by Wallace, and McCourt drives, lays it up and in. Big play defensively by Matt Wallace with the steal in the bucket. 43-42, Northwest Missouri State down by one. Ready in the front court between the circles. Looks left side, Everson. Takes it top the key. Right side, Addison. Inside the arc, takes the jumper on the wing, rims around out, and the rebound, Williams for Northwest. Cats with a chance to take the lead this trip down. Led by as much as 11 in this game. 43-42, Northwest trails. Walking in the front court right side. One dribble goes to Haley on the right wing. Brings it out front for Wallace on the left side. Left side pass finds Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Back to Wallace on the right. And a man defense by Missouri Southern. Left side Wallace. Bounce pass high left. They get it to Kozad. A little hook and it goes inside. Atkinson picks it up. And here comes Missouri Southern. On the break, Addison spins, lobs it out front, Leverett through the lane, drives, kicks it back left side, Everson. His pass out front, diving after Funk, knocks it away, he's picked up by Bryson Williams for Northwest. 2-on-2 break, Williams to the bucket, left side, lays it up and in. Bryson Williams gets the layup, but discredit to Funk for diving after the ball, knocking it away where it was scooped up by Williams for the layup. Cats with the lead, 44-43, 13 minutes left in the game. Leverett looks on the right side, gets it on the wing. Atkinson brings it out front. Addison. Right side, Everson. Bounce pass, low in the blocks, right side. Up with a shot, off the glass, and good. Strong move by Steven Atkinson. Double figures now with 11 and a one-point Missouri Southern lead. 12:43 left in the game. Wallace walks it across the timeline. Looks at the 3-2 zone. Left side is Williams. Back to Wallace on the right. To the free throw line. Back left side, Williams. Left side in the corner. Haley up with a shot. And a whistle before the shot. And Funk, who was knocked to the floor, was fouled. And this will go on to Greg Renfro. That'll be his second. Fourth team foul on Missouri Southern. Bearcats inbound baseline left. Lane Miller into the game for Missouri Southern. Also Morgan Smith in. And Alex Sullivan checks in for Northwest. Quick inbound, Haley, baseline left, fadeaway jumper. He's fouled as he falls to the floor. Shot comes up and just grazes the rim and misses, but a foul sending Haley to the free throw line. Marcus Addison will pick up his first foul. Haley to the free throw line to shoot a couple. D'Angelo, a 69% shooter on the year at the line, 22 of a 32. Has 5 points coming in the first half. Trying to tie the game up with this free throw. On the way. And good. Rolls in. Now a chance to give Northwest the lead. We're tied at 45.
The one thing we're seeing from Northwest, turning the ball over a little more early in this second half. They took real good care of it in the first half, and Southern has been able to take advantage.
Haley back to the line. And his second free throw drops down. Neither free throw is what you consider textbook, but it counts. It's a 46-45 Northwest Missouri State lead. Everson on the right side. Smith out front left. Everson now trying to go into the lane and stepping in front of the pass was Wallace inside. Stepping in front of that pass was intended for Blaine Miller. Another steal by Wallace. Good game so far for Wallace. 1 point Northwest lead. Haley on the right side. Crossover dribble brings it to Wallace left. Holds the ball out between the circles. Gets a pick by Starzl. Dribbles to the right wing. Cross court left for Sullivan. Tries to Dwayne. A runner off the glass. One go. Rebound tipped by Slake and controlled inside by Miller. And Missouri Southern with it. Lions on the break. Left side, Everson. Out to Addison. Everson on the left wing. Out front, Addison to Everson left side. Dribbles to the left corner. Bounce pass low left. For Renfro, trying to post up with Starzl. Fadeaway jumper from 8, too hard. Rebound into the lane. Pulled down by Miller. Up with a shot. No Slake with the rebound and a foul. And this one will go against the Northwest. Wallace will pick up his second foul. And this will send Blaine Miller to the free throw line. As the players are fighting for that rebound, Miller the line for the first time tonight. He hasn't been there very often this season, just 2 of 2. And now 3 of 3 as that one hit the rim, rolled around a little bit before dropping down. He now has 3 points on the evening. Renfro goes to the sideline. And Talbert back in the game. Second free throw rattles out, and Slake with the rebound for Northwest. Game tied up at 46 with 11:20 left. Into the front court, left side, Miller. Brother Wallace out between the circles, pulls up out of a double team, gets it to Slake, looks left side for Sullivan. Sullivan out front right for Matt Wallace. Wallace with a couple dribbles. Out in front of the scores table, now between the circles, dribbles right. Finds Slake, who pops out to the top of the key. Slate gives it back right side. Wallace, a 2 on the shot clock. A little runner on the right. Hits the side of the backboard and the 35-second shot clock violation. We'll get the ball to Missouri Southern. Tied up at 46. 10:50 left in the game. Northwest undefeated in MIAA play coming into tonight's action with a 2-0 record after wins over Nebraska Kearney and Lindenwood in the conference back in early December. Right side pass. Talbert. Looks to Everson to the baseline, underneath the bucket as he drives, whistle, and a foul coming up on Northwest as Everson pushed out of bounds. This will go on Alex Sullivan, that'll be his first. Fourth team foul on Northwest. Southern will inbound, baseline right. For Red into the game, and Addison goes to the sideline, and Wallace to the bench for Northwest as Connor Crooker seeing his first action in the second half after having some good minutes in the first. Everson on the left side. Pulls up with the dribble. Looks left corner. Gets the pass for Smith. Now to Miller. Out front near midcourt for Everson. Right side, the rip. The top of the key. Pulls up. Passes back to Everson, right wing, who drives to the baseline. High post right side, Talbert drives. Fadeaway jumper off the right. Won't go. Crooker with the rebound, Northwest. Now that goes to Haley into the front court, right side. Midway point of the second half. We're tied up at 46. Crooker looks left side. Sullivan in front of Coach Ben McCollum and the Bearcat bench. Now bounce pass in the blocks right side. Starts off with a shot. Long go. Slate trying to fight for the rebound. Keeps the ball alive. It's picked up out front and controlled by Smith on the 3-on-1 break. Goes into the lane. Finds Blaine Miller and lays it up in. Coach Ben McCollum not real happy about what took place down on the Northwest offensive side prior to that fast break. We've got a break in the action. 9:43 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing 48-46 to Missouri Southern. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Two-point game, Northwest trailing 48-46. Matt Gorder, Coach Ben Cumberland, upset.
Yeah, upset with a non-call at this end that led to Missouri Southern heading the other way and getting an easy layup.
Full court pressure out of Missouri Southern as Northwest will try to take it in the front court. Crooker at midcourt. Looks at a double team. Finds Slake in the back court. Back to Crooker. Will take it in the front court left. Out of Slake between the circles. Right side Sullivan. Sullivan to the top of the key. Through the lane. Bounce pass low. And it will go out of bounds. Off of Blaine Miller, who protests that call by the officials, and now Coach Robert Korn for Missouri Southern not happy. So the officials right now have both coaches a little bit upset with them. At 9:25 left in the game, Missouri Southern 48, Northwest 46. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back at the Liggett and Platt Center on the Missouri Southern campus in Joplin, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 9:25 left in the game. Missouri Southern up by 2, 48-46, and Matt, things heating up right now.
Yeah, it really is. You can just feel the intensity, especially on the sidelines for the two teams picking up. I think the intensity on the floor has been about the same, but the coach is getting into it. And I thought about that before the game. You know, if, when you're an official, you're going to make half the people involved upset no matter what you do.
And the inbound comes out to Crooker near the timeline for Northwest. Cats from our left to our right in this second half. Wallace with the dribble on the parquet floor out near midcourt as well. Slate, Starzl, and Haley on the floor for the Cats. Round out their five. Haley in the right corner. Picked up defensively by Morgan Smith. They swing it out front left for Crooker at the top of the key. Back right side, Wallace. Finds Starzl wide open inside. Spins and puts it up and in as he gets behind the defense. 15 points for Starzl. Northwest is able to work that play to success several times in the first half. That ties things up at 48. The red out front looks at the bounce pass high post to the left for Talbert. Hands off to Everson left side. Now to Talbert, free throw line, down the lane he goes. Drives, blocked away by Starzl and is picked up by Wallace. Starzl with his 11th block of the season gives Northwest a chance to take the lead this trip down with 8:36 left. Wallace into the front court off the left side. Dribbles top of the key. Pulls up. Out front, Slake at the top. Right side, Wallace. Goes low post for Starzl. Up with a shot and a foul. That shot didn't go this time, but draws the foul inside, and this will get Dylan Starzl back to the free throw line, and the foul will go on Wayne Miller. That'll be his first.
I still think Northwest can do more to try to get that ball inside. They did a great job of it in the first half. They haven't so far in the second half, but still have time to do so.
Starzl at the line to shoot two. First one, a little too hard. And especially when you look at Jordan Talbert out on the floor right now, playing with three fouls. And they're really a different team when Talbert's on the sideline. So if they can maybe get Talbert another foul or so and force him to set, could be big in this game. Tied up at 48. Starzl at the line. Trying to give the Bearcats the lead, and he does as he knocks down the free throw. He's got 16 points and now 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Northwest by 1, 49-48. Slate to go to the sideline. Funk into the game for Northwest. But right across the timeline. Picked up by Crooker. Bounce pass high post left for Talbert. Back to Leverett on the right side. Guarded by Crooker. Top of the key. Atkinson looks left side. Smith. Now to Addison. In the left corner, Eckerson open a long three. Got it. Knocks down the three from the left corner. That's his first three of the second half. Hit three, a couple of those early in the ball game. 51-49, Missouri Southern in front with 7:55 left. Haley to the left wing. Drives to the bucket on the left side. Blocked away by Talbert out of bounds. Over along to Northwest. Talbert getting the block. His 13th of the year. Three-point game. Northwest Missouri State trails. Wallace looking to inbound. Out front, gets it to Funk. Cross court right side, Crooker. Left side for Haley. 14 on the shot clock. Haley inside the arc, goes up with a jumper, blocked away, and a foul. And this one will come up on Jordan Talbert, I believe, especially by the reaction of Talbert there.
Yeah, and the block was clean. I think that's what Talbert's upset. But when Talbert came down, his momentum carried him into that foul, bumping into D'Angelo Haley. But as far as the block was concerned, before he came down, that was all clean.
And officially, for that is Talbert's fourth foul at the line as Haley knocks down the free throw. Haley now with 8 points. So Talbert will go to the sideline with four fouls, and that gets Greg Renfro into the game. That's a big foul. Northwest down by 1, 51-50. Haley back to the free throw line. Eyes are like, free throw good. Nothing but net. Tied up at 51, 7:35 left in the game. The red into the front court, looks right side. Smith, now to Atkinson. Just goes up with a shot, whistle, and a foul. And this one go on Starzl as Atkinson entered low post right side. Up with a shot, knocks it down. And Dylan Starzl will pick up his third foul. 15 foul on Northwest as Atkinson goes to the free throw line.
I think there Starzl was there and he was in good position. I think if he falls to the floor with the contact, he probably gets the charge call, but he backpedaled as the contact was made, and so it really made it look more like a block on that block charge call.
Atkinson misses the free throw. 2-point game. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Half-court pressure out of the lines. The Bearcats break it. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks at a 3-2 zone out of Missouri Southern. He switched from that 3-2 to a man-to-man. On the right side, Crooker out front for Wallace. Wallace, low left for Funk. Near the left corner, takes a dribble, brings it out front for Crooker with 9 on the shot clock. Into the right corner for Haley, inside the arc. Ball knocked loose, chased down by Wallace with 4 on the shot clock. Left corner, Funk wants the 3. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound tipped and controlled by Addison for Missouri Southern on the fast break. It's a 4 on a 3 break. Out front, Atkinson trailing, wants the 3 at the top of the key. Off the front of the rim, free throw line rebound comes to Morgan Smith. Brings it out to Leverett, and Missouri Southern will set up the offense with a 2-point lead, 53-51, with 6:35 left. Free throw line. Atkinson takes a dribble. Ball fake on Funk. Leans in. Goes cross court right side instead for Smith. Now back left side. Leverett starting to go low. Bounce pass left for Renfro. Posting up with Starzl. Up with the right handed shot. Short rebound. And the putback by Addison will go. And the rebound inside. Funk underneath the bucket out of a double team. Needs some help as he scoops it out. Whistle. And we got a timeout. So breaking the action, Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Southern 53-51 with 6:14 left in the game. Back to Joplin after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest back in the first half had an 11-point lead, but since Missouri Southern has got into that lead and taken a lead here in the second half, it's been a close one throughout. Right now, a 2-point game, Missouri Southern 53, Northwest 51. 6:14 left in the game. Northwest inbound facing 2-2-1, full court pressure. Wallace, left side for Sullivan. Back to Wallace. He'll take him in the front court. Dribbles right side, pulls up. Back to Sullivan on the left wing. Now to Wallace. 3-7. Now, essentially a 2-3 zone. On the right side is Wallace. Stop of the key. And look inside, nothing there. Now to Bryson Williams to the left wing to the free throw line. Kicks it over to the right side. Sullivan thought about the three instead, drives the lane. Kicks it back left side. Front quick pass left corner. As the shot clock sounds, it's just in time. Williams knocks down the three from the left corner. Northwest up by 154-53 with 5:35 left in the game. Huge possession for Northwest. Out front, Atkinson. Drives the lane. Leans in. Up with a shot. It will go. Let's see. It'll be a... this one, a foul coming up here, and they're going to give this one on Missouri Southern the charge.
Yeah, we talked about a little bit ago how if Dylan Starzl had fallen backwards with the contact, that he probably would have drawn the charge call. That time, Grant Kozad did fall back with the contact. I don't think Kozad had as good a position as Starzl did earlier, but yet Kozad gets the call.
Yeah, so with the ball in a one-point lead, they break the pressure right side Wallace. Through the lane, kicks it back right for Williams. He had a big three the last possession for Northwest. Out front, left Wallace. Back to Williams on the right side. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Back to Wallace, left. But low post pass tipped away by Atkinson and is picked up by Leverett for Missouri Southern. On the break to the right wing. Bobs it low in the block's right side for Renfro. Bobbles it, now fadeaway jumper from 12 right side, knocks it down. Renfro with 6 points. Northwest Missouri State. And Missouri Southern going toe-for-toe here with a 450 left in at the game. Out to the top of the key is Wallace. Looks left side for Sullivan. Looking right side for Funk. Into the right corner, Sullivan. The three on the way. Runs out. Rebound inside. Atkinson pulls it away for Missouri Southern. 55-54. Missouri Southern in the front of Northwest. On the left side is Addison. Now to Everson, drives the baseline, kicks it out front. Atkinson drives on Funk, leans in. Now to the free throw line, Renfro. Inside, up with the jumper, won't go. Rebound, Kozad for Northwest. And Kozad will clear it away, give it to Wallace. He'll take it across the timeline left with 4:10 left in the game. Northwest down by one. Wallace, left side. Williams looking at the zone defense. Left side gets it to Sullivan. Now to Williams, backs out between the circles. Left side for Sullivan. Williams, right side for Wallace, drives the lane, through the lane, up for the shot, off the glass, one go, fight for the board, tip goes out of bounds, it'll belong to Northwest. 3:50 left in the game, Northwest trails Missouri Southern by 155-54. Back to Joplin in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
3:50 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State down by 155-54. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Yeah. Mag Order, this one going right down to the wire.
Absolutely. This has been a very entertaining night of basketball, that's for sure.
Wallace inbound, baseline right for Northwest. Just inbound to Williams. Now to Wallace right side. Northwest down by one. Bounce pass in the lane. Gets it to Starzl from Williams, and he pivots and goes up with a shot off the right side. Starzl with 18 points. Northwest Missouri State by one, 56-55. Into the front court, Leverett. Looks off on the left side, Addison. Long cross-court pass right side, Everson. 3:24 left. Everson through the lane, left, pulls up. Brings it out between the circles for Leverett with 14 on the shot clock. 3:16 left in the game. Right side, Addison. Addison into the right corner, Leverett. Now to Atkinson, spins at the free throw line and reach-in foul coming up. Funk on the defense will pick up the foul. That will be Tyler's third foul. 3:08 left in the game. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 56-55. That's the sixth team foul. So Missouri 7 on inbound baseline left. Leverett to inbound. Lobs it all the way out front. Chased down by Everson. Just over 3 minutes left in the game. Right side, Addison. Into the left corner, Everson takes a dribble inside the arc, brings it back left side. Leverett with 23 on the shot clock, just under 3 minutes left in the game. On the left side, Everson takes it to the top of the key, being chased by Williams. Looks left side on the wing, Atkinson scoops the pass and is knocked loose, and it goes out of bounds. Starzl on the floor is able to push the ball out of bounds, fighting for it with Talbert. And the ball will belong to Missouri Southern, but we've got a timeout. Southern wants a timeout. 2:44 left in the game. Missouri Southern and Northwest. And a dandy here in Joplin. The Cats up 56-55. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Missouri Southern inbound with 2:44 left in the game. Northwest up by one. Quick inbound left side. Addison at the 3-1 goal. Fight for the rebound. Starzl with the position. Whistle and a foul. This should be on Jordan Talbert. And if so, that would be his fifth. Not a very smart foul on Talbert. Reach over. He didn't have the position at all for that rebound.
No, and it wasn't even close. I mean, there was no doubt he didn't have position on that one.
Coach Corn arguing the case, though, for Missouri Southern before sending in a player. Cats up by one, 56-55 with 2:40 left. Northwest coming in through tonight's action, 2-0 in MIAA play. Greg Renfro now into the game to take the place of Jordan Talbert. That foul also the ninth team foul on the Lions, so a 1-1 opportunity at the free throw line for Dylan Starzl. Starzl 4 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. Sights, shoots, and misses as it rolls out. Rebound, Funk crashes it, and will push the ball out front. Tries to get a timeout, and we'll get a travel call instead as he went sliding with the ball after fighting hard for the rebound.
That's too bad. Just kind of got his feet tangled up in traffic there. There was not much Funk could do after a good hustle play.
Northwest, a 13 of 20 at the free throw line tonight. A one-point lead, 56-55. Missouri Southern with the ball, 2:28 left in the game. Leverett with it on the left wing. Bounce pass high left for Renfro. Trying to spin left fadeaway jumper. Blocked away by Starzl. Picked up by Everson inside. Whistle and a foul to go on Northwest. Bryson Williams will pick up his third foul, sending Everson to the free throw line with 2:20 left in the game. Everson, a 79% shooter this year. 11 of 14. He's been held scoreless tonight. First trip to the line, free throw, rims out right. Cats still up by one, 56-55. 2:20 left in this one. Second free throw, good. We're tied at 56. Everson to the sideline, and Morgan Smith into the game for Missouri Southern. Full court pressure, inbound Wallace for Northwest, takes it from Funk.
These two teams still playing with that same intensity that they had at the start of the ball game.
Wallace into the front court, chased by Smith. Gets a screen by Starzl, dribbles right side. Cross court left for Sullivan. Sullivan with a couple dribbles out front right for Wallace. Shot clock's at 16. Walk now right side front. Ball fake. Drives the baseline right. Dishes low left side for Starzl. Up and in. Nice dish on the play by Funk. Finds Starzl. Puts it up and in.
And that was essentially a 5-on-4 for Northwest. During that set, Morgan Smith hurt somewhere on his left leg. I don't know if it's a what part of the leg it is, but he cannot put much pressure on that. So essentially, Northwest had a 5-on-4 on that possession.
Everson into the game for Smith. Northwest up by 258-56. Out front and left side, Everson. Out of Leverett, 142 left in the game. On the left side with it, Everson. Cross court right side, Addison. And whistle and a foul as Funk and Eckerson collide at the elbow off the right side. Tyler Funk will pick up his fourth foul. And this will send Stephen Atkinson to the free throw line. 1-1 opportunity. Eighth team foul on Northwest. And it rims in.
So you look at a critical part of the game right now, and two of the starters for Missouri Southern are done, most likely. I don't think Smith looks like he's going to be back in with that injury, and Talbert fouled out.
Second free throw by Atkinson. Nothing in net, tying the game up. Breaking the action. 1:36 left in the game. We're tied at 58. Northwest of Missouri Southern. Back to Joplin right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
1:36 left in the game, tied up at 58. Northwest will inbound. They'll go the length of the floor. And an inbound comes to Wallace, who's being pressured by Everson. Wallace, a crossover dribble into the front court right side. Hands off out of a weave to Bryson Williams. Back right side, Wallace. 1:26 left. Then we're tied up at 58. On the left side with the dribble is Bryson Williams. Drives to the baseline. Cut off. Brings it out to Funk. And now to Wallace. Wallace at the free throw line. Lobs it into the right corner for Sullivan. Drives the baseline. Inside off bounce. Goes up with a shot. But gets called for a travel. Trying to weave in between a couple of line defenders. Turnover gives it to Missouri Southern with 1:11 left in the game. Atkinson to inbound. Gets the inbound to Everson. And now to Leverett. Just over a minute left in regulation. Leverett into the front court off the right side. Between the circles, Everson. On the left wing for Renfro. Out front, Everson. Right side, Addison. Always dangerous. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front for Everson with 16 on the shot clock. 50 seconds left in the game. Addison on the right side to the free throw line. Through the lane. Gets his stiff loose. Tap goes left side for Addison. Underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. Addison with the reverse layup gives Missouri Southern a two-point lead with 42.1 seconds left. 60-58. Wallace across the timeline. A crowd which has been quiet throughout at the Logan Plant Center now making noise. Wallace on the right wing. Cross court left for Sullivan. Back to right side for Wallace. 20 on the shot clock, 25 on the game clock. Wallace to the baseline right, cut off, whistle, and a timeout by Northwest head coach Ben McCollum with 23 seconds left in the game. 16 on the shot clock, we'll keep it right here.
Yeah, no matter what happens here, unless there's an offensive rebound by Northwest, Southern is going to have a chance at it. So if Northwest scores here, Missouri Southern is going to have a shot with the basketball. Like I said, barring an offensive rebound on a miss by Northwest. So the Cats right now just need to take their time out. You just got to take their time. Make sure you get a make. Make sure you get a good look. Doesn't have to necessarily be a three. Just make sure you get a good, makeable shot. Don't force anything, and then get back defensively.
Northwest had an 11-point lead in the first half, only to see Missouri Southern come back. Cats were up at halftime, and it's been a seesaw affair throughout this second half. Two-point game right now, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest.
Yeah, and for Missouri Southern, they would have to feel like we talked about a minute ago with two of their starters out of the ball game for the last about 2.5 minutes of this game. you would have to feel if they can get away with a win here, they, even though it is on their home court with that situation, they'd have to feel pretty good after being down big early in this game.
Cats had a 36-32 lead at halftime. 60-58. Northwest Missouri State trailing. D'Angelo Haley into the ball game. Roll inbound. Cats running with Haley, Wallace, Sparzel, Sullivan, and Williams. Inbound comes to Wallace. Right side, finds Williams to the right baseline, drives, leans in, and runner won't go, but a whistle and a foul stopping the clock with 17.6 seconds left, and the foul on Missouri Southern.
And, you know, for Missouri Southern, not a bad foul, because now you're giving the team yourselves about 18 seconds to work with if you can get a rebound, even if you get a couple of makes, and you're going to force Bryson Williams to earn the points from the free throw line.
Over it with the foul. Williams at the free throw line. Fires the two. Good. Bryson Williams last year, one of the top free throw shooters in the MIAA, came into tonight's game, a 69% shooter on the year, knocks that one down, pulls Northwest within one, 60-59.
You'd have to think when Missouri Southern does get the ball, they're going to look to get it to Addison.
Back to the line, Bryson Williams, sights, shoots, and hits as a rattle fan. 9 points for Williams, who got a start tonight. Ties the game up at 60 with 17.6 seconds left. Northwest a little confused about their personnel. Alex Sullivan comes over to the sideline and bench as Tyler Funk checks in. Atkinson will inbound for Missouri Southern.
Cats in some pressure in the full court just to basically force them to use more time.
Inbound to Leverett with 15 seconds left. Tied up at 60. On the left side with the dribble on Funk. Out to the top of the key. Looks right side Addison to the top. Addison dribbling between the circles. 6 seconds left. Free throw line. Fadeaway jumper forces it with 3 seconds left. Takes a bounce off the rim. Right side rebound Northwest. Haley comes down. And for the second time this season, Northwest going to overtime.
Not a big surprise the way this game has gone. It has been so close throughout. Great job by Northwest defensively. Addison, once he got his hands on the ball, you could just tell in his eyes he wasn't going to give it up. You knew he was going to take a shot. Matt Wallace was right there defensively. Addison picked up the dribble at the free throw line. Wallace doing a great job of staying straight up with his hands. A little bit of a lean by Wallace, but not enough to where you're going to get a foul call in that situation. Forced an absolutely terrible shot by Addison. Got a chance to get a rebound and got that rebound, so now we head to overtime.
Northwest with a win in overtime over Lindenwood earlier this year, and here on the road now, going into overtime with Missouri Southern. One thing, Matt, you talked about, they're toward the end of the game. Missouri Southern without Jordan Talbert, who's fouled out of the game inside. He's a key part of their lineup. And then you look at Morgan Smith, who went out with an injury late in the game.
Yeah, and we see Smith over there. He's in the huddle. He's not going to be in the ball game to start. And he's still not putting much pressure on that left leg. So I doubt we see him back in the ball game. But typically going into overtime, you think it favors the home team. But I think with that situation, with two of their starters out of the ball game, it's something that really kind of favors Northwest here on the road. We'll see how the first couple of minutes of this overtime go.
Coach Robert Corney sending Atkinson along with the Renfro, Leverett, Addison on the floor, and Everson at Northwest will counter as they will have Dylan Starzl in the jump ball circle to jump up against Greg Renfro. Haley, Williams, Funk, and Wallace on the floor. We go to overtime. The tip is controlled by Northwest as they go from our left to our right in overtime as they have here in the second half. Game tied at 60. Starts with her on the right side. Gets it to Williams. Wins. On the right sideline out of a double team. Finds Funk, who drives the baseline. Cut off. Picks it back right wing for Williams. Williams to the free throw line. Takes the jumper. It's off the left. Rebound. Knocked loose inside. Whistle and a foul. And Haley will get called for the foul with the collision inside. D'Angelo Haley will pick up his first. Be the ninth team foul on Northwest, and Marcus Addison going to the other end to shoot free throws. A 6'4 junior out of Olathe, Kansas. 78% shooter on the year at the line. He's 1 of 1 from there tonight. He's shooting a 1 and 1 opportunity. We're in overtime. 4:40 left in the OT. Addison at the line. Deep breath. And the free throw on the way rims in. 19 points for Addison. And a one-point Missouri Southern lead, 61-60. Northwest had an 11-point lead in the first half. They were up at halftime 36-32. Then in the second half, it's been a back and forth between the two teams. Second free throw by Addison is good. And 20 points for Addison. Been five ties and 11 lead changes in this game. 62-60, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Now front is Wallace. Dribbles between the circles. All right. Finds Williams. Williams out front. Goes cross court left side, Ailey. Being screened by Starzl. Looks right side for Wallace. 11 on the shot clock. 4:15 left in OT. Wallace trying to look low with it. Tries to go in the lane. Pass tipped loose as Eckerson steps in front of the pass. And it's controlled by Leverett for Missouri 7. Between the circles, Atkinson. Looks right side for Everson. Now out front, Addison pulls up. Looks right. Gets it for Everson. Pass pass low right for Renfro. Trying to post up with Starzl. Goes to Everson. Cutting through the lane. Lays it up. Misses the shot and a foul. This will go on Northwest. Everson a little bit upset with himself for missing the shot. 2-point Southern lead over Northwest. Funk will pick up the foul. And that's number 5 on Funk. We'll get Grant Kozad into the game for Northwest as Funk will go to the sideline.
So now you've got Kozad and Starzl in the ball game at the same time. Northwest with an opportunity here really to try to pound it inside on the offensive end.
Everson trying to extend the Lion lead. The left-handed free throw shooter knocks down the first. That last foul, the 10th team foul on Northwest. So both teams will be shooting two each time they go to the line. Everson's second free throw. Nothing but net as well. 4-point lead for Missouri Southern, their largest. At front is Kozad. Kozad right side will give it to Haley. Still in the backcourt, leaps up, goes with a pass into the front court, right side Williams. Now to Haley, cross court, left side Wallace. Dribbles to the top of the key. In a 3-2 zone, Haley on the right wing, out front for Wallace, left side finds Williams. Now to Wallace. Falls to the free throw line, right side, gets it to Haley, lost control of it, it goes to Leverett, and now it goes left side, Addison drives, lays it up, and misses off the left side, a little bit out of control, but was fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line.
Boy, the Cats are just making too many mistakes on the offensive end. Forced passes inside there, another unforced turnover by Northwest.
Fourth foul on Bryston Williams, getting Marcus Addison to the free throw line. Addison 3-of-3 from there tonight. 4-point Missouri Southern lead 64-60 with 3:21 left in overtime. One of the officials comes down to the floor in the Bearcat side of the floor and picks up something that had come out onto the floor. Two shots at the free throw line for Marcus Addison. Takes a deep knee bend and then goes through one motion to try to practice with his free throw and brings up the actual free throw and knocks it in. 21 points for Marcus Addison. Alex Sullivan into the game and Williams to the sideline. Alex hit an early three, but it's been held scoreless the rest of the game. Addison back to the free throw line and second one good. 6-point Missouri Southern lead, 66-60. Full court pressure out of Missouri Southern. Wallace across the timeline. Leads Haley into the right corner with the pass. Out front Kozad, left side Sullivan. Cross court, right side Wallace. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Dribbles between the circles with 16 on the shot clock through the lane. Low left side. And finds Starzl, lays it up and in off the left side. 22 points for Starzl, 4-point game. Northwest down 66-62. 2:50 left in overtime. Leverett into the front court to the top of the key. Looks right side, Addison. From the Missouri Southern bench to the top of the key. Driving Addison as he goes to the floor. Gets called for a travel. Starzl on the defense along with Wallace. And the turnover will give it to Northwest.
That's the second straight possession. Addison has slipped and fallen. The last time he did it, though, he fell into Williams and got a foul call out of it. That time he ends up with the travel.
Haley off the right side to the baseline. Drives past Everson. Leans in off the glass. No one to block foul coming up on Missouri Southern. Foul will go on Stephen Atkinson. That'll be number 4 on Atkinson, sending Haley to the line with 2:31 left. Northwest down by 4, 66-62. Haley at the line, 4-of-5 tonight. He has 9 points total and a break in the action here with 2:31 left. We'll keep it here with Northwest down by 4, 66-62.
And now Northwest with the opportunities at the free throw line have to knock down free throws. Missouri Southern has hit their free throws in this overtime. If you're going to get the chances at the line, you got to match them at the free throw line. Can't let this game get out into any bigger of a lead. Now hopefully that Northwest has got some points on the board in the overtime that will loosen them up a little bit more offensively.
It's been a fairly quiet crowd at the Leggett and Platt Center. This place is normally one of the louder venues that you go to on the road. But, again, with the students gone, the band's not here, and the crowd really has been, for the most part, relatively quiet. Got into it a little bit toward the very end of regulation, but really the crowd hasn't been a factor in this one tonight.
Yeah, and there's quite a few people out here, so it's a little bit surprising because, you know, the numbers are here to be making quite a bit of noise. They're just not doing it tonight.
Northwest trying to win their second overtime of the season. They come in 2-0 in MIAA play, 9-2 overall. Missouri Southern 6-3 and 1-0 after a win over Truman in their last actual game back on December 8th. They had an exhibition against Living the Dream last Friday. And I'll tell you that, they've had some time off. Haley will go to the free throw line now following the timeout. 2:31 at left in overtime, 66-62. Northwest Missouri State down. Haley at the line, the first of two is good. Double figures for D'Angelo now with 10 points. 3-point game, Northwest down 66-63. Haley eyes the bucket, second free throw, nothing but net. Now a 2-point game, Northwest down 66-64. 2:28 left in OT. Addison on the left side for Atkinson. Cross court right, Leverett. Dribbles out front to the top of the key. Pulls up. Cross court right side, Everson. Dribbles out front. Looks left for Addison. Into the left corner for Leverett. Trying to look low. Does. Gets a two-rim throw on the block. Left side out of a double team. Kicks it out front for Leverett. Through the free throw line with 12 on the shot clock. 2:07 left in OT. Everson, free throw line. Now to Atkinson, right side. 7 on the shot clock. Addison to the right wing, to the right baseline with 3 seconds. Now to Atkinson. Now front right, a long three off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Kozak comes away with it. And a collision with Everson and a foul on Missouri Southern.
Yeah, Everson kind of took the worst of that. He reached in, got a hold of the arm of Kozak, and as Kozak brought the ball down, the back of his arm kind of caught Everson across the mouth there. So a little insult to injury there for Everson.
Kozak to go to the free throw line. Grant 1-1 at the line tonight. Has 3 points. 58% shooter on the season. Free throw on the way. Good. Nothing but net. Now 1 point game. 66-65. 1:54 left in overtime. Grant Cozetta, 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. Back to the line. Side shoots and misses. Too hard. Rebound though. Haley in the line. He'll bring it back out and Northwest will set up the offense. Northwest down by one, 66-65. Wallace between the circles. Looks at man-to-man defense. Guarded by Everson. Now dribbles right side. Pulls up. Looks cross court. Gets it to Haley. Haley down the lane. The runner off the glass. Won't go. Kozak with the board. One dribble. Tries to put it right back up and enter the reverse layup. Won't go, but a foul with 1:32 left. And he'll go back to the line.
Great effort by Kozak inside. His feet, when he came down with that rebound, he was not in any position to go back up with it, but he showed good patience to make sure, keep his balance so that he could try to go up and give himself an opportunity at either drawing the foul or getting the shot to go.
Addison with the foul, his second. Kozak back to the line. Free throw on the way. Nothing but net. We're tied at 66 with 1:32 left in overtime. Kozak, second free throw is good. And Northwest regains the lead, 67-66. Minute and a half left in overtime. Leverett into the front court. Out front left for Everson. Looks on the left wing, Renfro. Back out front, Addison. Drives on Wallace. Bounce pass left now for Everson to the wing. Out front between the circles, Addison. Leverett on the right side to the free throw line. Down the lane, a little runner trying to go with an alley-oop. Misses Renfro. And the rebound, Haley inside for Northwest. Cats by 167-66. Wallace will take it across the timeline. Northwest sets up the offense with the 1 point lead with a minute left in overtime. Wallace out near the timeline. Dribbles right. Cross court left side, Sullivan. It's a screen by Kozak. Cross court right for Wallace. 10 on the shot clock. 46 seconds left in overtime. Wallace to the free throw line, down the lane right. Runner off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound. Renfro clears the way for Missouri Southern. 36 seconds left. Northwest up by one. Between the circles, Renfro. Left side, Addison on the wing. Drives to the baseline left. Wants the shot through, and it won't go. And a foul. Kozad coming over on the drive. Commits the foul, and this will be for Grant Kozad, his third foul. 26.3 seconds left. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 67-66. Addison to the line to shoot two. 5 of 5 at the line tonight. First one on the way. Rolls in. 23 points now. We'll have one more. This game tied up at 67. 26.3 seconds left in overtime. Second one, nothing to net. So now Missouri Southern with a one-point lead. And a timeout Northwest with 26.3 seconds left. Including Missouri Southern calling the timeout. 68-67, Missouri Southern with the lead, 26.3 seconds left.
Yeah, and what you'll see Northwest do is they'll bring the ball up the floor and try to get into the offense. If you don't see them get into a good flow of an offense early on in the possession, you'll probably see the Cats take a timeout. Honestly, Coach McCollum wanted the timeout in this spot as well. So with Coach Korn taking the timeout, that gives Northwest the opportunity to use a TO if they need to, trying to get something set up to get a final shot off.
Northwest had an 11-point lead in the first half. We were up at halftime, 36-32. The game was tied at 60 at the end of regulation. Now a 68-67 game, Missouri Southern in front.
Another thing to think of with both Starzl and Kozad in the ball game for Northwest with the size advantage. You want to get a shot off with some time on the clock and an opportunity at an offensive rebound in case there's a miss.
Wallace across the timeline with 22 seconds left in OT. Bounce pass, low right for Starzl on the blocks. Ball fake up with a shot, won't go short. Fight for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Missouri Southern with 15 seconds left in overtime. A one-point Lion lead, 68-67. Southern will inbound. Bryson Williams in, Kozad to the bench.
Northwest will try to get a trap on the inbound pass, and if they can't get a steal on that trap, then you'll see them try to foul Southern and send them to the free throw line.
Southern with four players lined up at midcourt from the scorer's table all the way to the opposite side. Now they break out of that, and the rebound or the inbound nearly stolen by Haley. Knocks the ball out of bounds as they try to go with an inbound deliverette, and Haley just about got the steal. So Missouri Southern will try it again with 13.6 seconds left in overtime. Quick inbound and diving after knocking it out of bounds again. This time Wallace with 12.9 seconds left. Northwest down by one, 68-67.
Well, Southern attempts like 15 inbound passes. Northwest will run out of time.
And now another inbound tipped out of bounds by Williams as they're inbounding now from the far right corner. Just to the right of us here courtside at Missouri Southern. 0.6 seconds left in overtime. Northwest down by one. Atkinson gets the inbound and an immediate foul as he gets the inbound to Blaine Miller. Miller will go down to shoot two with 11.6 seconds left. Northwest down by one.
So even if he hits both free throws, Northwest still with a chance to get a tie with a three-pointer. But obviously, of course, you're hoping for at least one miss, if not two, if you're Northwest.
Starzl commits the foul. Blaine Miller at the free throw line is now 2 of 4 on the season at the line. Eyes the bucket, free throw off to the left. So he got the right guy at the line, misses the free throw off the left. It's a one-point game, 68-67, Northwest trailing. One more free throw coming to the freshman from Olathe, 6'7 freshman Blaine Miller. And his second free throw bounds out. Rebound Healy for Northwest with 10 seconds left. Now at left side, Wallace into the front court. Timeout Northwest. 7.7 seconds left in overtime. Northwest down by one, but they've got the ball in their front court.
Well, sending somebody to the free throw line late in the ball game like that, you can't ask for a better situation to get two misses like that. So Northwest with a prime opportunity here. And again, same situation. You don't have to get an instant shot off, but you want to try to get a shot off in a decent amount of time that you've got a chance for an offensive rebound. You've got the advantage inside with the two bigs down there for Northwest. Try to get a decent shot off, but get it off quick enough that you might be able to get an opportunity out of that offensive board.
68-67. Northwest down by one to Missouri Southern. Lions coming out of the timeout with Atkinson, Everson, Addison, Leverett, and Greg Renfro. And for Northwest, they'll break out of the huddle with Williams, Wallace, Haley, Sullivan, and Starzl. Bryson Williams in down in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Williams gets him out in the backcourt for Wallace with 6 seconds left. Now to Haley between the circles with four. Down the lane, a drive by Haley off the glass is good. Knocks it down with 1.2 seconds left. Northwest by 169-68. So 1.2 seconds left in overtime. Northwest in front, 69-68.
I don't know that we had a timeout here. We have an official's timeout, the official stopping play here. Then he went over to the scorer's table right away. Both teams are kind of huddled up toward the sideline, but I don't think either team has a timeout. And, nope, Southern, I guess, does have a timeout. They're going to take a 30-second timeout here.
Official came over to the scorer's table to check on the time on the clock. It's at 1.7 seconds left in overtime. And Northwest with a one-point lead, 69-68, as Haley went driving through the lane and knocking it down.
Yeah, basically, you'll see Northwest in full court pressure here, but not like they were the last time around, because you don't want to take a chance in committing a foul here. What you're going to see them in full court pressure for is to make that inbound come in the back court. You want to try to get that inbound as deep as possible with this little time on the clock. Make that last attempt as long as possible for Missouri Southern. And you know the guy they're going to be looking for, and they may go into the front court with it, is going to be Addison.
He's lining up in the lane in the Missouri Southern front court. Northwest on defense here. Full court pressure as Atkinson will try to inbound. Runs the baseline with 1.7 seconds left. A long inbounds pass is picked up by Addison, and the elbow left side turns. Take the jumper. It'll be short. And Northwest Missouri State in overtime will win it as the Cats will celebrate. Coach Robert Korn from Missouri Southern upset thinking there's a foul at the end of the game.
Yeah, with the, even if there was contact there, as little contact that was made, you're never going to get a foul call in that situation.
So the Bearcats, with a heck of a game this evening, fighting and coming back to win this one 69-68 as they win in overtime, 69-68. Northwest Missouri State with the victory. We'll be back and begin our post-game activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Joplin at the Leggett and Platt Center on the Missouri Southern campus with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest wins it in overtime. They're 2-0 in overtimes now and 3-0 in the MIAA after they defeat Missouri Southern 69-68. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, here's a good indication of just how close this game was. There were 10 ties in the game, and the lead changed hands 16 times, with the final one being the one that matters, with Northwest holding on to that one-point win, 69-68.
Yeah, the Cats got down by 6 points right away in the overtime, but then scored 9 of the last 11 points of the game to come away with the win tonight by just 1 point. And, you know, if you're going to win ball games in Joplin, it's going to have to be a close one, because you're not going to blow a Missouri Southern team out down here.
Have to feel really good about D'Angelo Haley as well. Haley and the Harding game was at the free throw line with a chance to send that game there into overtime. Missed on some free throws, but here tonight had a drive that went through the line, knocked it down, and won the ball game for Northwest in overtime.
Yeah, and it wasn't an easy shot. He was kind of floating to his left a little bit, a little off balance. Didn't have a great look at the bucket, but good enough to be able to knock the shot down.
And Northwest with the win, 69-68. They fought off a very tough Missouri Southern team that's always tough here at the Leggett and Platt Center.
Absolutely, and, you know, wins on the road in the MIAA, especially in places like this, are going to be key when this season really comes down to it.
And Northwest improves to 10-2. They're 3-0 in the MIAA. Missouri Southern falls to 6-4 and 1-1 in a conference play. We'll be back at more for you on our postgame, including the extra after award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about celebrating successes at Northwest.
What a neat time of the year. And really celebrating and giving thanks. We talked about giving thanks last week. But at Northwest Missouri State University, John, so many good things to really reflect upon, step back and say, thank you. And it's thanks to our students, our faculty, our staff, our community members, not just Maryville and Northwest Missouri, but it's really our alumni association and our alumni network throughout the world that all interplay. And just a couple of recent examples, John. One is we're rebranding ourselves, looking at our graphic interpretations and looking at ways that we can talk about Northwest and use of Bobby Bearcat, et cetera. And we've had so much input from our community about that, and we're moving ahead in the near term in terms of rebranding. You look at the success of KZLX, our college radio station, and national awards they've had. You look at the work of Dr. Michael Rogers, computer scientist who has worked with our students to develop iPhone applications, and Jackie Lamer, who has worked with the city, actually, and really trying to look at how to market Mozingo in a different atmosphere. So many good things. I even should have mentioned the American Royal Livestock Show, where, you know, our bull from our ag students received Grand Reserve Champion status. So many positives out there, John.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back on our post game, Northwest Missouri State with an overtime win over Missouri Southern, 69-68. Time for our extra effort award, and we have to look at the guy who had the game winner tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only did he hit that game winner with just under 2 seconds to play, but led the team with 7 rebounds, ended up with 13 points tonight, 6 of 8 at the free throw line. D'Angelo Haley tonight with a great performance, several good performances from the Cats tonight, but D'Angelo Haley hitting that late shot to get the Cats a 1-point win.
69-68, the final score, Northwest with the win. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Joplin on the Missouri Southern campus. Northwest Missouri State in overtime defeats Missouri Southern at 69-68. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, getting your first win as a head coach at the Leggett & Platt Center, and you made it exciting tonight.
Oh, yeah. This is one of the toughest places to play. In the conference, if not the toughest. I mean, I think I've won here one time, and that was when I was at Emporia State. Even as a player, we had teams that were 29-3 and 29-5, and both of those two teams lost here. And this is just a difficult place to play. You know, Coach Quorn's an excellent coach. He gets them playing so hard, and then they get their kind of feel-good going, and they're tough to stop. But very fortunate to come out of here with a win. You know, we just... Boy, we struggle to score sometimes.
Fell behind early in overtime, but able to overcome that and come up with the victory.
Yeah, you know, and all of them were free throws. They didn't score a true basket in the entire overtime. And you know, we've got to be smarter, understanding, you know, that's what they do. They go to the free throw line. They go 30 times a game. And you knew in overtime they were going to try to get back there. Sorry, I was getting distracted. We had one of our red shirts playing on the sheet that we got to get changed. we ended up coming out with the win, and that was awesome. My guys just stuck together. I mean, I can't say enough about my kids. They just stayed together. They're trying to form their own identity, and we haven't done that yet as a group. We haven't formed exactly what we're going to be as a team. You know, I think some of it is living off of last year's. Well, we're different. This is a totally new team. We need to form our own. You know, we need to separate ourselves and be who we are.
I thought you also had to feel pretty good about D'Angelo Haley tonight. Hits the game winner, pulls down seven rebounds, and it seems like he made some very big plays for you tonight.
He did. He played great. The kid has got the biggest heart there is. We'd ran a few driving plays, I went through my whole repertoire of plays. I was out of plays. So I just said, all right, Matt, just give the ball to D'Angelo at the top of the key and let him drive to his right. And if the big steps up, D'Angelo, pass it to Dylan. If not, make the layup. And sure enough, that was huge. I mean, that was big time. And then Bryson's free throws to send us into overtime. I mean, but all that is because of how positive my kids stayed throughout the game. You know, you can make those plays. You can make those shots if you believe and you stay positive, and we did that tonight.
I thought one key, too, especially in the first half when you were getting pressured a lot, you weren't turning the ball over hardly at all. And then in the second half, in overtime, you're seeing a few more turnovers out of both teams. But I thought, really, for the most part, you handled the press out of Missouri Southern very well tonight.
Yeah, we did okay with it. We actually turned it over in the half court, just – you know, dumb mistakes, dumb drives, you know, passes, just not meeting passes, just little things that you got to have a high level of concentration when you're on the road, especially on the road at Southern, you know, but you know, we'll take it. We'll take the win, and they're going to beat a lot of teams down here, and thankfully we don't have to play them again.
schedule's not kind to Northwest early in the conference schedule here where you're on the road so much in January, but it's important to go in and take advantage of games like this and come up with wins when you have the opportunity. So came in and did what you needed to do against a very tough team here tonight.
Yeah, it's just our kids. You know, it's just the 11 guys, the kids that on the bench, every single one of them, including the guys that didn't get in, just their attitudes, you know, their positive mentality. It just that's what got us the win. And you know, they're going to be a special group. They're still trying to find their identity, and you know, we're still a work in progress. But I think we just took a step closer.
Not a lot of turnaround time now. On Saturday, you've got Pittsburgh State over in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yeah, if you can't get ready for a nationally televised game, I think there's something wrong with you. So I don't have a lot of concern with us being ready for that game. But, you know, I've got to rest. You know, it looks like Matt played considerable minutes, and then Dylan played 39 as well. You know, I mean, we've got to be able to rest those guys and get them freshened back up and get them ready for the big tussle.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us, and congratulations on the win.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest with the win 69-68 as they defeat Missouri Southern in overtime. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.